lie down. And then when I wake up, this better not be a dream or I'm going to be pissed.
Just let him sleep, Marvin.
Who's that? It better not be another drunk person. Hello?
Hey, it's me, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady? What are you doing here?
Well, I need your help, son.
My help? What do you need my help with?
Well, let me come inside and explain.
Okay, sir. Yes, sir.
Who's at the door, Marvin?
Tom Brady!
What?
Hi, I'm Tom Brady.
Settle down.
Oh, is he okay?
Oh, well, he found out you were unretiring and he got drunk.
Oh, yeah, that'll happen. You know, today is a national holiday. It's National Me Not Really Retiring Day.
Well, what do you need my help with?
Well, ever since I retired, the Buccaneers signed a new quarterback and now they can't afford to pay me.
Well, what do you want me to do about it?
I want you to go to that new quarterback and break his kneecaps, you hear me?
What, break his kneecaps?
Yeah, if he doesn't have kneecaps, he can't play football.
Who's the new quarterback?
Something like Cack or Yak or Snack or something like that. But listen, you break his kneecaps or I'll break yours.
Did Tom Brady just threaten me?
I think he did!
That's not a good thing, baby!
But Marvin, we have to do it, because when Tom Brady tells you to do something, you do it!
We don't even know the name of the new quarterback. Okay, you know what? I'm done answering the door. You go answer it.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, babe.
Dak, what are you doing here?
Guess you just signed a 2-year, $100 million, fully guaranteed contract with the Buccaneers. I did. You see the money?
You're the new quarterback for the Buccaneers?
I sure am. They signed me just before Tom Brady came out of retirement, so I guess that old fart's just gonna have to sit on the bench while I'm throwing darts. Pew!
Well, what are you doing here?
Well, I just came to see if you wanted to run away with me. You know, be my trophy wife, live in a big mansion, occasionally get cheated on, but that's just the life of a sports wife, you know, being with a big superstar like me.
You know what, Dak? That sounds great. How about you go upstairs while I'll go pack my bags and tell my husband all about it?
With pleasure.
Marvin, Dak's at the door.
What?
He's the new quarterback for the Buccaneers. You have to break his knees.
Hey, poor.
Did you just call me poor?
Yeah, because you are.
I am not poor.
Oh, yeah? Well, how many $100 million do you have?
I have no millions of dollars.
Exactly. That's why you're poor and I'm rich, because I have $100 million.
So you're the new quarterback to the Buccaneers?
Yep, sure am.
Well, what about Tom Brady?
He's old news. He should never have retired. Now I have his job.
Well, what are you doing here, then?
I just came to tell you that I'm stealing your wife.
Now, break his knees.
How's your knees feeling?
Oh, my knees? What a weird question. But my knees are great. I have very healthy knees. I have like a newborn baby's knees.
Newborn babies can't walk.
A newborn baby on steroids is what I meant to say. Look, man, my knees are unbreakable.
Oh, well, baby, before you run away with this millionaire superstar, I want to fix this couch, because it is crooked.
Oh, yeah, it sure is.
So I'm going to grab a hammer to fix the couch.
Poor people have to fix their furniture. Rich people like me can just buy a new couch.
Okay, I got the hammer.
Make sure you hit it nice and good, Marvin.
That's what she's going to say to me later.
Oh, look, there's a spot.
Whoa, bro, watch out. You almost hit my precious kneecap.
Sorry, I was aiming for the couch.
Huh, that was weird. You know what? I'm gonna hide my knees around you.
Oh, baby, he's hiding his knees.
Think of something, Marvin. If you're happy and you know it, show your knees.
If you're happy and you know it, show your knees.
Wait a minute. Why are you so interested in Dak's knees?
Oh, dang it, I thought that was gonna work. Hey, Dak, while my wife packs up all her stuff and moves in with you, you want to go throw the football in my house?
Sure, little man. I'll play football with you. What, did your daddy never play football with you when you were a kid? Maybe you both want to call me daddy, because she already does.
You know what? Sure. You know what? Yeah, well, let's just go play the football in the house. Come on.
Okay. All right, little man. Catch.
What was that?
I just ate popcorn.
Marvin, why are you playing games? You're supposed to be breaking his kneecaps.
Baby, I'm distracting him by playing football. I hired a sumo wrestler to run at his knees.
You did what?
Oh, there he is.
We're all gonna break our knees. Ah!
Dodge a sack. Whoa, that was close. He almost hit my kneecaps. Hey, catch, Marvin.
Dang it, I thought the sumo wrestler was gonna work.
What now, Marvin?
I don't know. The sumo wrestler is my last option.
Throw the ball, loser.
I got an idea. What if when I throw the football, you throw a hammer at his knees? He'll be too busy focused on the ball. He won't look at his knees.
Good idea, Marvin.
Okay, I'm getting the ball. All right, Dak, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, baby. After I throw the ball, you throw the hammer.
Okay.
Whoa, bro, is that a hammer? Okay, my knees feel unsafe.
What? Baby, you missed.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't throw hammers every single day.
Well, look, we have to go break his knees. Come on. Well, Dak, where are you going?
I'm getting my money and I'm leaving.
Buddy!
Why?
Well, why are you trying to leave?
I'm starting to feel like you guys are trying to break my kneecaps.
Well, why would I break your kneecaps? Why would we do something like that?
Well, maybe Tom Brady hired you to get me out of the way.
No, we don't know Tom Brady.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I mean, maybe.
But what?
I mean, look, Tom Brady hires to break your kneecaps because he wants to play and you're taking his job. And look, you suck. Just give him the job.
Well, okay, that's it. I'm out of here.
What if we gotta break your kneecaps?
Well, you guys are never gonna break my kneecaps. Never, 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 never.
Oh, my God!
He fell down the stairs. Do you think he broke his kneecaps?
I hope so.
Ooh, oh, God. You guys are so loud. Oh, man, my head hurts. What are you screaming about?
A guy fell down the stairs.
Oh, no. I'm a doctor. I'll go check on him.
I can't feel my knees.
Dak, are you okay?
My kneecaps.
Hey, I'm a doctor. I can tell you what's going on.
I think I have a concussion because I'm seeing two of you.
Well, he just barred my shirt. We're not twins.
Oh, yeah. This is pretty bad. Both of your kneecaps are broken.
No, not my kneecaps. No.
Well, Marvin, we did it.
Yeah, we broke his kneecaps.
Wait, you did that to him?
Well, we were supposed to, but it was like an accident.
You guys actually did it. You sick bastards.
Tom Brady?
Yep, that's me, Tom Brady. You guys are fucking weird.
What? Tom, don't go!
Tom! I'm tired, Karen. Good night.
Boiny, we haven't fooled around in a while.
No, not tonight, Karen. I'm too tired.
Come on, Boiny. Mama needs to love it.
Ugh, Karen, don't call yourself Mama.
Come on, Boiny. Get over here and love Mommy.
No, stop calling yourself Mommy. That's weird.
Boiny, I'll be your Mommy. You'll be my good little boy.
No, I don't like this. You're making me think about my mother. It's not hot. It's not sexy. Now there's no chance of anything happening because I'm too busy thinking about my mom. Good night.
Fine, Boiny. Good night.
What are you doing in here, Donkey?
Shrek, well, I was going to make some waffles.
You better get out of my swamp, because I want to eat the Sara Lee creamy cream cheesecake!
Shrek?
Shrek, you just shit yourself.
Better out than in, I always say.
What the fuck is going on here?
Wait, Shrek. I think he wants some waffles.
No, I think he wants some cheesecake.
Waffles.
Cheesecake.
Waffles.
Cheesecake.
No, get away from me. I don't want waffles or cheesecake. No, no. Yeah. Ah, what the fuck?
Boiny, what's wrong?
Shrek and Donkey were trying to feed me waffles and cheesecake.
What?
Shrek and Donkey from DreamWorks Shrek were trying to feed me their food.
Boiny, you were just having a nightmare.
No, Karen, this didn't feel like a nightmare. It was very real. They came right through that door.
Boiny, you want me to check to see if an ogre or a donkey's out there?
Yes, please.
Trying to feed you pastries.
I'm scared.
Okay, I'll check. No Shrek or Donkey over here, Boiny.
Are you sure, Karen?
Nope, I don't see anyone.
No waffles or cheesecake?
No, Boiny.
Okay.
So go back to sleep, Boiny.
But what if they come back and they try to feed me again?
They won't, Boiny.
But waffles and cheesecake, Karen, that's a lot of carbs.
Sounds pretty good to Mama.
Okay, never mind. I'm going back to sleep.
Good night, Boiny.
Stop it, Karen.
It's not Karen.
Uh-huh.
It's Shrek!
And Donkey!
Cheesecake!
And waffles!
Boiny, what?
The Shrek and Donkey, they were back and they were in the bed right where you are.
Where, Boiny? Where?
But they were there and there was cheesecake and waffles.
Where's the food, Boiny? Where?
I don't know.
Well, Boiny, go back to sleep. You're having nightmares.
No, Karen. I can't do that. I can't sleep like this.
Well, Boiny, I know what'll put you to sleep.
No, don't touch me. You remind me of Shrek.
Hey, Boiny, you're up early.
I've been up since 1 a.m.
What? Why?
I keep having nightmares about Shrek and Donkey trying to feed me cheesecake and waffles.
Boiny, you're being silly.
There's nothing silly about it, Karen. It's very real and it's a problem.
Well, Boiny, you need to get some sleep.
Duh. I know how sleep works, Karen. Jesus. I think I'm just going to go to work.
What? You're going to go in early?
Yes, because your voice is pissing me off.
Boiny!
Hey, Daddy, what do you call a black gay school bus driver?
I don't know what.
By his name, you racist homophobe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, geez, Marvin, wow.
Well, no. I thought there was like a punchline. I thought it was a joke.
What? What's funny about that?
No. He was supposed to tell me what you call him.
Yes, and you should say by his name.
No, I thought there was going to be... Whatever.
Well, Danny, I really need you to call a doctor because I put a grapefruit in the microwave for 5 minutes, cut a hole in it, and it burned me down there.
So why are we doing that with a grapefruit?
Well, I don't know, but I have a burning pee hole tube.
Okay, fine. I'll call a doctor.
Jeffy, I'm sorry you dropped a grapefruit in your lap.
Yeah, and I kept dropping it over and over and over and over and over again.
Huh.
Hey there, somebody call a really tired doctor.
Jeffy humped a grapefruit.
Yeah, my pee hole tube burns.
Don't do that.
Okay, well, I'll remember that next time I'm doing it.
Well, I guess my work here is done.
Wait, are you going to sleep?
No, I can't. I have bad dreams.
Bad dreams?
Yeah, all night I keep having the same kind of nightmare about Shrek and Donkey trying to feed me cheesecake and waffles.
That doesn't sound so bad.
It's fucking terrifying.
Wait, why are you having dreams of Shrek and Donkey?
I don't know. It's not like I think about them ever.
Well, Shrek lives in my house.
What?
Yeah, he's in that bathroom taking a shit 90% of the day.
Shrek, from the movie Shrek, is shitting in your house.
Yeah, he lives here. He eats cheesecake in the kitchen.
He eats cheesecake? I gotta talk to him. He's intentionally fucking with my dreams.
Okay, I mean, we can go talk to him, but I mean, it's gonna smell really bad in that bathroom.
I don't care. I need to talk to him. Come on.
Hey, hold on real quick. What do you call a gay black school bus driver?
By his name. What else would you call him?
Exactly, but my daddy thought it was a joke.
What?
See, Marvin?
What would you call him, Marvin?
I thought that, I don't know. I thought there was going to be a joke. Like, I thought, you know, he's saying, what do you call him? And there'd be some clever name.
Making fun of black gay people is not funny, Marvin.
I'm not making fun of him. He set me up. Okay, he set me up. Well, let me set you up. What do you call a starving African kid?
Hungry? What the fuck? What? Why? What would you call him?
I don't have any...
He's already hungry, Marvin. You're going to make jokes about him, too? It's fucked up, man.
No, I, like, imagine I'm like, his name is Starving Hungry Boy.
That's fucked up.
Wow, Daddy.
I cannot believe you said
that. No, like, it's a joke.
Marvin, that's not funny.
Oh, okay. It's like, what do you call a gay bird? Like a parrot, because he's orange and blue and green. Like the
orange?
Fucking what?
You're going to need to work on new material, Daddy.
That wasn't even offensive, it just didn't make sense. Let's go talk to Shrek.
Oh, Fruit Loop Dick! Colorful and fucking shit with milk and fun.
Jesse.
Oh, God.
Marvin, why are you wearing that?
Because of the smell.
What smell?
Oh, God, that smell. Oh, so bad.
Oh, God, it's plopping.
It's a lot.
It's like I'm shitting softballs right out of my asshole, because all I need is cheesecake. It's like little cheesecake softballs. You need to fucking package them up and sell them in a six-pack.
Where does it all come from?
I don't even know. It's all in my stomach.
It's all I eat is cheesecake. And let me tell you something. I'm lactose intolerant.
I need to talk to you because you showed up in my dream last night.
Oh, I showed up in your dream?
Yeah, you and Donkey.
Oh, you hear that, Donkey? We were in his dream.
Why is he calling you Donkey?
He's called me Donkey ever since the day I met him.
Hey, no, Donkey, come here! Hold me, Donkey!
What?
Hold me, Donkey!
Let go of me!
Donkey, we need like a brace bar installed from the ceiling down, like a roller coaster so I can hold on to it. And be like, keep your arms and legs inside the shitter at all times!
I don't care about all that. I just want you to get out of my dreams.
Oh, okay. One more thing. We're out of toilet paper, so I've been using paper towels and a loofah.
But that's my loofah!
Oh, I stick it in my ass, and I'm like shitting cottontail, and I look like a little bunny rabbit when I shit, just taking little private turns.
I just want to stop having nightmares about you.
You know what? What if I sit here and watch him all night while you sleep to make sure he's not getting in your dream?
Okay, really? You'll watch him all night?
All night.
Okay, just make sure you keep an eye on him. I'm going to sleep really good tonight.
Fuck! God damn it! Just got one more visit to the doctor. This one's going to be like a basketball. Call him Roger!
Time for bed, Karen.
Boynie, you're in a good mood tonight.
Well, that's because I solved my Shrek nightmare problem.
How'd you do that, Boynie?
Well, my friend Marvin knows Shrek personally.
Wait, that's impossible, Boynie. He's a cartoon character.
No. He's very real. He lives at Marvin's house, and apparently he takes really stinky shits.
That's what you and Shrek have in common.
Karen, my shits are smelly at worst. They are not stinky.
Could've fooled me, Boynie. Woo!
Look, it doesn't matter, because Marvin is going to watch Shrek all night and make sure he doesn't come in my dreams.
Whatever you say, Boynie.
Let's go to sleep.
Okay, I'm coming in your dreams!
Waffles!
Waffles!
Ah!
place!
What, Bonnie? I thought your friend was watching him.
I thought so, too. I'm going to have a word with him.
Put the cork in my ass, donkey!
The cork is in your ass.
I don't feel it. You might need to get the bigger one. The glass one.
Okay, I'll grab the glass.
Marvin!
What?
Shrek came in my dream, literally.
Well, he's been here the whole time. I've been trying to put a cork in his ass so he can go to sleep.
Well, I can't get any sleep like this.
Well, so you're telling me I don't have to watch him anymore?
No.
Okay, good. All right, Shrek, I'm going to leave. You're on your own, buddy.
But donkey! I need the glass cork! I'm about to give birth in here! Oh, I fell out! I can't even wipe, donkey! My arms are too short!
Well, then how do you wipe?
I don't! Hurry, donkey, the glass cork!
Clear the way!
Oh, donkey! It's all over the walls! It smells so fucking bad in here, donkey!
We should go.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Marvin, I can't believe you let Shrek live in your house.
What, Jeffy, what are you doing?
It's my big rubber nutsack.
Well, knock it off.
I don't let Shrek live here. He just showed up and he's never left. We have to get him out of my house.
Well, right now we need to get him out of my dreams.
I don't know how to get him out of your dreams. Dream about something else.
I've tried. It's just always Shrek and Donkey. I just wish there was some kind of machine that would let you go into my dreams with me so we could beat up Shrek and Donkey together.
Well, that does not exist.
Hey, I think I saw something like that on TikTok shop. It's called a dream machine.
Well, buy it.
Yeah, go buy it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, while she buys that, what do you want to do?
Oh.
There's another grapefruit calling my name.
But didn't you tell him not to do that?
I told him. He doesn't have to listen.
Well, you want to play rock, paper, scissors?
Hey, you know, that reminds me of this kid I went to high school with. Rock, paper, scissors, Sid. Yeah, let me tell you about him. So when I was in high school, there was this kid named Rock, Paper, Scissors. Listen, I am just so tired. I can't even think of a lie right now. I'm going to just lay here until she comes back.
Hey, I bought it!
No. You bought it? Okay, when's it going to be? What? That must be it at the door. You want to go get it, buddy?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Let's go. Okay, I think it's all set up.
Boynie, what is this mess?
This is the dream machine, Karen.
The what?
The dream machine. It'll let Marvin go into my dream so we can beat up Shrek and Donkey.
Boynie, this is getting ridiculous.
No, it's not, Karen. I need my sleep back. I need my sleep back, sleep back, sleep back. I need my sleep back, sleep back, sleep back. Sleepy, backy, back, back. Sleep back, sauce. That was kind of a stretch. Well, anyway, Marvin, whenever I go to sleep and then I start dreaming, this light's going to turn green. And then you use that phone to call into my dreams, and that'll teleport you into my dreams with me.
I'm ready.
Okay, I'm going to go to sleep now.
Oh, well, he went to sleep pretty fast. Well, let me call into his dream. His number to his dream. Okay. It's ringing. I must be in his dream. Brungay, wake up!
No, Shrek, I don't want waffles! Oh, hey, Marvin, it's you. That means it worked.
Yeah, we're in your dream.
Yeah.
Wait, so where's Shrek and Donkey?
They usually come through that door. Ah, here they come.
Let's go to the door and beat them up.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to kick their ass.
Hell yeah. Let's get them, buddy.
Woohoo! Go, Brooklyn guy.
That's not Shrek and Donkey.
That's a hot cheerleader. Maybe this is a good dream.
Woohoo! You want to do it?
Marvin, when else can we say we had a dream Eiffel Tower?
I mean, if it's in your dream, it's not cheating.
Oh, they must be fighting Shrek and Donkey really hard. Bye, boys. Mwah, that was fun.
Thank you.
I love you.
Call me.
She's not going to call you, Marvin. This is my dream.
Well, I gave her my number. She's going to call me in real life.
No, she's going to call me.
No, she liked me more.
She liked me more.
No, she definitely liked me more.
She looked me in the eye.
You chose mouth.
Okay, well, I prefer it, okay?
No, you have a...
Doggy style? Yes, that is what you did.
No, the donkey.
What? Donkey style is new. What is that?
It's when you shove a waffle up your ass.
Marvin, what are we doing? We're supposed to be kicking their asses.
You're right. Let's kick Shrek's ass first.
Yeah.
Hit him in the belly.
Oh, you think I'm sexy? Rub my belly.
That's from Austin Powers.
Hit him in the head. Yeah, now let's go after Donkey.
Yeah.
There he is.
Isn't that a little waffle?
You thought waffles.
Somebody pass the motherfucking syrup.
We did it!
We got him!
We did it! We killed both of them!
Okay, good!
No more bad dreams!
Yeah!
Alright, let's go back into the real world.
Okay.
Alright, buddy. You ready to have normal dreams again?
Yeah, thanks, Marvin.
So how do we wake you up?
I think I just slapped myself in the face.
Alright, we'll do it.
Wait a minute. Do we really want to wake up that bad?
Well, what else is there left to do in your dream?
Oh, cheerleader!
Whoa! Oh, they must be fighting again. Good job, boys.
my new toy. Look what it can do. That's my face.
That's really cool, Jeffy.
And that's my ear.
Awesome.
That's a really cool toy, Marvin.
Yeah.
And Danny, look at this. What? Jeffy, ew, don't put your thing in that. What, Danny? It was just an upside down piece of broccoli made out of Play-Doh.
Oh, I thought it was something else. Jeffy, go play somewhere else.
All right, Danny.
What did you think it was, Marvin?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, Junior, check out my new toy.
Whoa, what's it do?
Well, Junior, can you get your cat out of the way?
No, she's fine.
Okay. Well, you just stomp on that pad right there and it launches the rocket.
Ooh, can I try it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Whoa, it went so high in the air!
Yeah, whatever. Okay, so what I need you to do now is stomp on that pad again.
But then it's gonna go up your...
Yeah, I know. Do it.
Okay.
Hey, guys, what doing?
Jeffy, stomp on that pad right there, please.
Okay.
Ooh, it was supposed to go deeper, but that's okay.
Oh, Cody, what if we did this outside?
I think it'll feel the same for me either way.
No, like, what if you don't get in the way and it goes all the way up in that night sky?
Oh, I guess we could try that.
Yeah, let's take it outside, guys. All right. All right, guys, let's see how high this thing can go.
Maybe it can go to the moon.
Oh, that'd be so cool, but it's really dark outside. I wish it could light up.
Oh, don't worry, Junior. Check this ish out.
It can light up?
Yeah, I did that so the doctors could find it in case it got lost in my colon.
All right, Jeffy, you stomp on that thing as hard as you can.
All right, Junior.
Did we just hit something?
I think it popped whatever it hit.
Oh, no, guys, we hit a hot air balloon.
Oh, no.
Oh, we just killed someone. Yeah. Oh, right aside.
What's wrong, boys?
Can we sit on the red couch and you guys leave?
Oh, okay.
Guys, we just shot down a hot air balloon!
But who would be flying a hot air balloon at night? Planes couldn't see it.
I don't know. They're probably going on a joyride because they didn't think someone's going to be shooting random rockets in the air. We could have killed someone.
Let's just check the news.
Breaking news, UK. An unidentified flying object was shot out of the sky by a random missile from an unknown location. The military is looking into the situation now.
Guys, did you hear that? Unidentified flying object?
We shot down a UFO.
What if we shot down aliens?
Aliens finally come to Earth and we kill them?
My God, what have we done?
Lieutenant Gari, get your hairy ass in here.
You've seen it, sir?
We all have. We all shower together. Now tell me what the hell's going on in the skies over Florida.
Well, sir, it looks like a Chinese spy balloon was shot down by an unidentified missile.
Was the missile one of ours?
No, sir. Satellite surveillance shows that it might have been three kids goofing around.
Well, how did three kids get their hands on a missile?
I don't know, sir, but we do sell to some pretty shady people.
Well, how did these kids find the balloon and we didn't?
I don't know, sir. The balloon didn't show up on our radar, so we're lucky the kids found it at all.
Now you listen to me. You get those three kids and bring them here. Because America needs him.
Yes, sir.
Junior, what are you doing?
Writing an apology letter to the aliens, and I'm gonna go outside and let the balloon go with the letter attached to it so it can go to their planet.
Junior, this balloon's not just gonna go to space.
Yes, it is, Cody. When you let go of a balloon, it keeps going up until it hits space.
No, balloons just keep going up until they pop.
They don't pop unless they hit a sharp object. I don't think there's random needles flying around in the sky or space.
What? No, this is... Okay, fine, Junior. Even if it goes to space, how's it gonna get to their planet?
When the aliens see a balloon floating in space, they're gonna grab it. No one can say no to a balloon.
And what makes you think they even speak English?
Of course the aliens can speak English. If they can make a UFO that can go the speed of light to go to our planet, then they obviously can decode this message.
Yeah, the frowny face is really gonna help.
Alright, guys, let's go outside and release the balloon.
Junior, this balloon doesn't even have helium in it. It's just somebody holding it.
What? No, it has helium in...
See?
We couldn't afford helium, Cody. There's a helium shortage, and we didn't think of this part of the video. Let's just...
Okay, so apparently the kids live here. I don't want to scare them when they open the door and see a big old army man. Oh, I know. I'll put on this alien mask. That'll make me seem all friendly and fun.
Guys, there's someone at the door. What if it's more aliens? They're mad that we killed their friends. Oh, I'm gonna go open the door, and I'm gonna hand them a letter.
No, Junior, if it is the aliens and they're mad at us for killing their friends, we can't just open the door.
You're right. They're gonna try to kill us, so we gotta kill them.
How?
I got an idea. Grab your rocket.
All right, I'm grabbing it.
No, like, grab your rocket.
Oh, I got a handful of rocket. My crotch rocket.
No, the rocket toy.
I know.
Oh, come on. Guys, it is an alien. All right, when I open the door, Jeffy, you shoot the rocket at him, okay?
All right, got it, Junior.
Okay. Hello?
Hey there. Why'd you duck?
Oh, my balls are in the nuts.
You're not going to kill me, alien scum.
Get off me. Get off me.
All right, guys, what do we do with this alien?
I think we should put stuff up his butt and probe him, or we could let him do it to us. No, don't touch my butt. I'm not an alien.
Says the alien.
I know what to do with him. Move out of my way.
Ow, what the hell was that for?
Yeah, he's an alien.
I'm not an alien.
Then why do you look like that?
This is just a mask I bought at Party City.
Oh, that's just a mask?
Yes.
So you wouldn't mind if I took it off?
No, go ahead. Wait, Junior, don't touch it. What if his antennae are like jellyfish tentacles and they sting you?
Good thinking, Cootie. You just saved my life.
They're not like jellyfish tentacles. This is a normal mask.
Before we try to take off that mask, prove you're a human.
Okay, how? Ooh, I think we should check his butthole and see if he has a human butthole.
Yeah, every human's butthole is the same.
No, don't touch my butthole!
Why? Because you have three alien buttholes? You don't want us to see it?
What? No, I have one human butthole. I just don't want you touching it. Take the damn mask off.
Okay, I'm gonna take it off, Cody, but if I get electrocuted, you beat him up, okay?
Okay. See? See, I'm not an alien. I'm human. I'm with the U.S. military. Now untie me.
Okay, I'll untie you.
Wait, Junior. What if he's an alien, but he just looks like he's with the military? I think we should check his butthole. If you touch my butthole, I swear to God I'll send your whole family to Guantanamo Bay.
Okay, I'll untie him.
Okay, now that you boys finally untied me, we can do business.
So why are you here?
Well, do you boys remember shooting something down earlier?
Yeah. Are we in trouble? We were really scared.
Oh, no, boys. That was a Chinese spy balloon that even our radar couldn't detect.
Really?
Yeah, now the Commander-in-Chief wants to give you all medals of honor for your bravery.
That's so cool!
But, boys, I just gotta ask. How did you even manage to see it? Oh, we didn't even really mean to shoot it down.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
Wait, hold on. I'm confused. Did you mean to shoot it down or not? Because you're only getting the medal if you meant to shoot down the spy balloon. No, we didn't mean to shoot it down.
Yes, we meant to shoot it down. We walked outside, and we saw the balloon. It said, Made in China. And we said, America!
America!
And we said, we're shooting that bad boy down. So we got our rocket, and we knocked it out of the sky. And we said, we did that for America.
Wow, boys, that is incredible. Okay, come on, let's go get your medals. Junior, what the hell are you doing?
I want that medal, Cody. A medal of honor, sick. Come on.
Here are the kids, sir.
You boys are American heroes for stopping that spy balloon.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to award all three of you the Medal of Honor. Lieutenant Guy, go get the medals.
All right, kid. Here is your Medal of Honor.
Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. That's the Medal of Ogre. It has Shrek on it. I got this for doing a 5K at Universal Studios. Are you impressed? Hold on. No, I got it right here. Hold on. Here is your Medal of Honor. Oh, wait. No. This is a medal I won for having the hairiest arms on a Disney cruise. Sorry. Hold on. I got it over here. It's right here. Here is your Medal of Honor. Okay. Let's put that on you. Let's get... No. Hold on. Get it around your neck. Around your neck there. Okay. There you go. Yeah. All right. Actually, you know what? You two, just help yourselves. Enjoy your medals, kids!
These medals are so cool!
But that's not all. Since you boys are so good at shooting down that spy balloon and finding threats that even we can't, we're making you three our new official missile defense system. You boys will be in charge of shooting down nukes, missiles, or any other kinds of airborne threats to the United States. Lieutenant Guy, go fire everyone at NORAD.
You got it, sir.
Won't be needing them anymore. We have professionals now. Now get out there and kill it, boys!
Junior, we are so screwed.
What are you talking about, Cody? We all got the Medal of Honor. We got jobs with the military. We're badasses.
Junior, I don't think you understand. They want us to shoot down nukes and planes and missiles just because we accidentally shot down a balloon.
Cody, everyone has a calling in life, and our calling is to protect America, and that's what we're gonna do.
Junior, we don't have the technology to protect America.
We have your missile toy.
That's not enough. We need, like, satellites and missiles and stuff.
Listen, Cody, America's the most badass country on the planet. No one messes with us. When they mess with America, they die. So look, we don't have anything to worry about. No one's gonna try to nuke us. No one's gonna try to bomb us. All we have to do is sit back, show girls our Medal of Honor, and eat tough muff.
Hell yeah.
Junior, there's not going to be any tough muff left to eat if we get nuked.
Cody, we're going to have 24-hour surveillance.
And how are we going to do that?
You're going to stand outside for 24 hours and look at the sky, and if you see any missiles, you tell us.
What does Jeffy do?
He shoots the rocket at the missile and shoots it down.
And I'm also going to let girls use my tongue as toilet paper.
Okay, and what are you going to do, Junior?
I'm also going to let that happen, and I'm going to be the person that alerts the news when we shoot something down, and I take all the credit and I get all the muff.
So you want me to just stand in your front yard and stare at the sky 24 hours a day?
It's your job to protect America, so go out there, Cody. No one's going to try to bomb us.
The news!
Breaking news, okay? The Commander-in-Chief has an announcement to make. Here's a statement from him now.
My fellow Americans, earlier today the Chinese sent a balloon to try to spy on us, and three brave soldiers shot it down. Since these three soldiers are so good at finding threats, I've decided to make those three boys the new missile defense program. We've canceled NORAD and turned off all our satellites because we don't need them. With that being said, I have one thing to say to the Chinese. Fuck around and find out! Throw everything you got at us, pussies! We ain't paying that debt back!
Oh, we are so dead.
No, we're not, Cody. Isn't it really cool the Commander-in-Chief believe in us that much?
No, he shouldn't believe in us at all!
Listen, Cody, no one's gonna bomb us or try to kill us.
Junior, your phone is ringing.
Oh, hold on.
Hello?
Hello.
Who's this?
This is the Chinese.
Who is it, Junior?
It's the Chinese.
What?
Well, how'd you get my number?
I got it from TikTok.
Well, what do you want?
You popped our balloon, and then you talk shit about us on TV.
Oh, yeah? Well, what are you going to do about it? Bomb Pearl Harbor again?
That was the Japanese.
Well, what are you going to do about it? Take one of our WNBA players?
That was Russia.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
We're going to drop nuke on your stupid, dumb American asses.
What'd he say, Junior?
He said, we cool, dog.
Really? He said that?
He said, we good food.
What?
Well, listen, Cody, just go outside and scan the skies for nukes.
Wait, why?
Because that's our job, Cody. Go outside and look at the sky.
Well, how the hell am I supposed to scan the sky? I don't have a telescope.
I bought you a telescope.
Wait, really? You did? What? Junior, this isn't a telescope. This is a toilet paper roll. I can't see anything with this.
So you need something bigger?
Yes, like a telescope. What, this is a paper towel roll. It's not better.
It can see really far, Cody. Just go outside and look with it.
I'll try.
All right, Jeffy. I need you to make like a bomb shelter, like a bomb bunker. So go grab as many pills as you can.
Aye, Captain.
Oh, we're getting nuked.
How am I supposed to find anything looking through this? Yeah, that's a whole lot of nothing. Just a whole lot of paper towel roll. Wait, what is that? Oh, no. Oh, no, is that what I think it is? Junior, get out here.
What's wrong, Cody?
Junior, look. Do you see that?
That looks like it could be a nuke.
Junior, it's a nuke! What are we gonna do?
Jeffy, get the missile out of the missile defense system!
I got it, Junior.
Alright, Jeffy, shoot that nuke out of the sky.
Shit.
Okay, go to the bunkers.
What bunkers?
Everyone in their bunkers! Go!
Junior, you already had these pre-made? You knew about this?
Yes, I knew they were gonna shoot a nuke, but I thought we could shoot it down.
Junior, I told you we can't. We're just kids.
Listen, we're safe inside our bunkers. We're gonna survive.
No, we're not, Junior. This bunker's made of pillows. That won't stop a nuke.
The pillows are made out of Kevlar.
No, they're not. What? The news!
Breaking news, okay? A nuclear ballistic missile has hit San Francisco. The death toll is in the millions. We believe it was shot by the Chinese.
Junior, we just got everyone in San Francisco killed.
Well, at least the nuke didn't hit here, right?
Hey, could you boys come with me?
You have a better bunker?
No, come on. Here they are, sir.
You boys don't know what the hell you're doing, do you?
No.
And shooting down that balloon was an accident, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go my bad on hiring you boys in the first place. Hiring three children to defend the entire United States seems like kind of a bad idea. Lieutenant Guy, go rehire NORAD and turn all our satellites back on. Then give China an apology and send them a box of chocolates and tell them to double our debt or some shit, I don't know.
You got it, sir.
2 million lives you boys cost us. 2 million American lives. Turn in your medals of honor and get the hell out of here.
But what about the muff?
You boys killed a lot of muff today. Now turn in those medals.
We lost our medals.
We didn't deserve them in the first place.
So, guys, what do you want to do tonight?
I think tonight's done. I don't think we need to do anything else tonight. I think this is the worst thing we've ever done.
You want to play with your rocket?
No!
Guys, you ready to fly this kite?
Guys, I've never successfully flown a kite, and there's no wind. This isn't gonna work.
Here's some wind for you, Cody.
Ew, dude.
Thanks, that'll really help the kite.
You like that wind?
No, I don't.
There's your wind, Cody.
No, I can smell it. Thanks a lot.
How's my fart?
Not good. It smells like fart.
All right, so what are we supposed to do?
Okay, well, Joseph just runs, and I throw the kite.
You run, you say? I can do that.
We know.
What the hell is that supposed to mean, dude?
Nothing.
He's black.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But you get it? That means you understand racism, Cody?
Wow, I can't believe you're that racist to understand it.
What, Junior's the one who said it?
All right, Cody, just show us how to fly this kite, you racist.
Okay, just go ahead and run, Joseph.
All right, dude. Let go! Whoa! Oh, dude, it got caught in a tree!
Oh, wow, Cody.
What?
You got the kite stuck in the tree.
It wasn't me. It was the wind.
I thought there was no wind. It was just my fart. So who did it?
Okay, well, your fart got it stuck in the tree.
Oh, it's all tangled. You guys seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen it.
She's like barefoot the whole movie.
Weird thing to remember about it.
And they canceled the live action.
No, they did.
Okay, maybe that's for the best.
I was so upset. I was going to go see that shit in IMAX. You know, I'm just going to leave it in the tree.
Well, guys, we can't just leave it here. What if Harry Potter needs a place to park his car?
You say something, Joseph?
What? What the fuck? I didn't say anything.
I just thought I heard something.
Junior, look over there. It's a monkey.
What?
What the hell?
Guys, look. It's Curious George.
What the hell is he doing here?
Curious George?
Looks like he's curious about that poison ivy. What? No, don't touch it, George. It'll make you all itchy. What? No, it really will. He doesn't believe me. He's just so damn curious.
All right, you touch it, you're going to start itching like a crackhead. We ain't going to help you.
I told you it was going to make you itchy, but you just had to be curious.
Let's get him to the bathroom so he can wash it off his hands.
Good idea.
Come on.
Turn on the water cooler. Wash your hands, George.
With soap.
Yeah, use soap.
You feel better, dude? Okay.
That damn Curious George, he's always getting into stuff. No, George, no! Guys, look, George is going to push a toaster in the bathtub because he's curious what'll happen.
No, don't do it, George. Hopefully it's the brave little toaster.
Oh, no, Junior, look, it's the bitch little toaster. He's a little pussy-ass bitch.
Oh, no, but don't do it, George.
No, you dumbass, you're going to die.
You're going to get electrocuted.
George says he wants to find out for himself because he's so curious.
We have to call someone.
Yeah, dude, we need to get rid of him. He's not our responsibility.
Yeah, get himself killed. Come on, George. So who do we call to take care of George?
Well, usually the man in the yellow hat comes and gets him.
Who's the man in the yellow hat?
It's kind of like his dad.
He has a human dad?
Well, it's his adoptive dad.
Okay, so how do we get the man in the yellow hat's phone number?
I don't know. Maybe we should check the yellow pages. For all you young people out there, the yellow pages were a kind of phone book where you could look up people's phone numbers. And it was yellow, like the man in the yellow hat. God damn it, George. No, you can't put a fork in the electrical socket. I don't care if you're curious. You'll get electrocuted.
No, give me the fork. No forks. You're stupid.
Jesus.
Can we just call animal control?
Well, I don't want them to put him down.
Well, maybe he's curious what being put down feels like.
No, George. No, you can't run with scissors down the stairs.
Give me the scissors. No, no scissors either.
What's with him in dangerous shit, dude?
He's just too curious for his own good.
Okay, what is that?
What is that noise? George, you can't put aluminum foil in the microwave. It'll catch fire, that's why.
Okay, you know what? He's so curious about everything. Why don't we just give him a laptop? He can just Google everything.
Yes, that's a good idea. It'll answer all his questions.
All right, George, here's my laptop. Google anything you're curious about.
Oh, my God.
What?
He's looking up 9/11 conspiracy theories, Junior. He's curious if it was an inside job. He thinks George Bush did 9/11.
Smart monkey.
What?
He thinks the World Trade Center collapsing was a controlled demolition. He said there's no way a building could fall at free fall speed without controlled explosives. Oh, my God, Junior. Now he's looking up the JFK assassination. He's curious if there was another shooter in the grassy knoll.
What?
Oh, my God. Junior, he's looking up two girls. What?
Yes, monkey.
He said he was curious about the poop.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Junior, he's looking up how to build a bomb.
What?
He's curious how far away Boston is.
Huh?
Now he's curious when the Boston Marathon is.
What?
Oh, my God. Junior, now he's writing a manifesto. He's curious what it'd be like to cause mass casualties.
What? Oh, my God, there's one at the door.
Oh, that's got to be the FBI.
I'll answer it. Stop him.
Hello?
Hey, let me in. And don't even say no, because I already have a search warrant, and it's been approved.
A search warrant for what?
Somebody at this IP address was looking up how to make a bomb, along with a lot of other very questionable stuff.
Well, that wasn't me. That was Curious George on my laptop.
How many times do you think I've heard that excuse? Oh, no, it wasn't me. It was just Curious George being curious. And then I search their house, and I find bodies in the basement and bomb-making materials.
But I swear to God, if you go upstairs, Curious George is up there.
Okay, well, then let me in.
But I don't have to let you in. You have a search warrant. You can just come in.
I would still feel a lot better if you just invited me in.
But you have a search warrant. You don't need me to invite you in.
Nah, I don't know. It just seems rude. So please invite me in.
Wait, are you a vampire?
No, why do you think that?
You have fangs. What? Oh, I knew it. I knew he was a vampire.
Who's at the door, Genie?
It was a vampire.
What?
I don't know. Just forget about it.
Well, George has been over here spagging himself to naughty guy-on-guy videos. I think he's bi-curious George now.
Hey, that's so gross. If that's the vampire again, I'm going to lose it.
What are you talking about?
Hello?
Hey, let me in and don't even say no because I already have a search warrant and it's been approved. That means I can search your whole house and your ass if I want.
I'm not falling for this. I know you're a vampire.
The hell are you talking about? I'm not a vampire.
You were just here and you had fangs.
Oh, I see what's going on here. My brother is secretly a vampire guy. He was just here, wasn't he?
You have a brother named that?
Yeah, you didn't let him in, did you?
No.
Okay, good, because he would have bit you and turned you into a vampire. He loves doing that. Oh, and he also loves impersonating me and having a search warrant that looks just like this one.
Well, no, I didn't let him in, but what's the search warrant for?
Well, somebody from this IP address was looking up how to make a bomb.
Well, that wasn't me. That was Curious George.
Okay, I've heard that a billion times. I'll tell you what. If I come in and Curious George is in there, then I'll believe you.
Okay, well, you can come in. Oh, my God. Look behind you.
I'm not falling for the old look behind you trick.
It's your brother.
Oh, shit, let me in. He's gonna bite me.
Curious George is in here. Wait, where's Curious George?
He was curious if he had prostate cancer, so he went in the bathroom to check.
Oh, no.
Well, 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 what do we have here? A bomb PNG. You kids are fucked.
Well, no, this wasn't us. This was Curious George.
Well, I don't see Curious George here, but what I do see is a PNG of a cartoon cherry bomb, the telltale sign of domestic terrorism.
No, it wasn't us. It's Curious George. He's in the bathroom giving himself a prostate exam because he thinks he has prostate cancer.
Yeah, we didn't do this at all.
Yeah, well, if he wanted to give himself a prostate exam, he'd have to stick a finger up his ass, which is pretty gay and pretty uncomfortable, unless your wife is doing it on your birthday. Okay.
Listen, I swear to you, Curious George is in the bathroom.
Okay, well, if he's in the bathroom, I'm gonna have to arrest him.
Wait, for what?
For what? What do you mean? He's one of the most wanted criminals in the entire world. Did you know Curious George is responsible for the Chernobyl disaster?
How is he responsible for the Chernobyl disaster?
Well, he was curious what would happen if he started pushing buttons and pulling levers, and the whole place exploded.
What? No way!
Why would they let a monkey near a nuclear reaction, though?
I have no idea, but that's what happened. He's also responsible for the Malaysian airline missing.
But how?
He turned off the plane's transponder because he was curious what would happen. So he just did that and left, and nobody ever saw the plane again.
That's insane.
Did you know he's also responsible for the Watergate scandal?
Wait, really?
Yeah, he was curious what would happen if he put an illegal wiretap in DNC headquarters. Everybody thought it was Richard Nixon. Nixon was pissed.
I can't believe Curious George is such a monster.
That monkey's a menace.
Yeah, so whenever he gets out of the bathroom, I'm arresting him.
Yeah, I guess you should.
He has been in the bathroom for a while, though.
Oh, fuck!
Wait, why are you...
Oh, fuck, what?
Oh, no!
What? What's going on?
I don't know what the hell is going on. I've been here the whole time.
Should I check? I should go check.
Probably.
Oh, my God, no!
No!
George pushed that little punk-ass, bitch-ass, pussy-ass toaster in the bathtub and he died!
George, why?
He was just so fucking curious.
Oh, my God, why would George do that? Maybe he just couldn't live with the guilt of all the terrible things he'd done.
Oh, my God... Who's at the door?
If it's my brother, don't let him in.
Hello.
Hey there.
What? A man with a yellow shirt.
What else do you notice about me?
The hat?
Yeah! That's why they call me the man in the yellow hat. You know, because it's the most noticeable part of my outfit. You think I'd wear this hat if I wanted people talking about my shirt?
Oh, well, wait a minute. A guy with a yellow hat. Are you Curious George's dad?
Yep, sure am. Little curious scamp, always getting into things. You know, today's his birthday. I was going to give him this banana. Sure, it's a little rotten and a little bit eaten, but that's okay. George won't care. He's probably going to be curious why it's so old.
Oh, you're here looking for Curious George?
Yep, I've been going door to door asking if anybody's seen him. I want to take him to the library. He sure does love libraries. He just loves learning stuff.
Yeah, he loves learning stuff.
So is he here?
Yeah, he's upstairs in the bathtub.
What? He's taking a bath? Oh, that curious little scamp. I bet he's wondering what kind of molecules make up water. Can I go get him?
Yeah, he's upstairs. You
thanks.
Follow me.
So where is he taking a bath?
In that bathroom.
Thanks. Hey, George, happy birthday. You ready to go to the library?
Oh, my God, George, no! George, how did this happen? Oh, God! Why? He was such a curious little monkey. He never hurt nobody. This little punk-ass, pussy-ass, bitch-ass piece of shit toaster killed him. George! George, no! I don't want to live without you, George. I can't live in a world without George. I'm going to shoot myself. I want to fucking do it. I want to go be with George. I'm coming, George!
Dude, what the fuck happened?
Guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know.
Wait, Cody, why do you have a half gallon of orange juice? And who's that?
Oh, he's from the Guinness Book of World Records, because I'm trying to break the world record for most orange juice drank in a week. So he has to watch me drink all this orange juice to make sure I break the record. Just ignore him.
Guys, we're about to be super rich on Fortnite. Look at all the V-Bucks I stole. Whoa, Joseph, that's like 300,000 V-Bucks.
I know, dude. I got it from the gift card section at Target. No one was watching. I just grabbed it and ran out.
Wait, Joseph, you said you stole those?
Duh.
Well, guys, they're not going to work unless you buy them.
What?
Huh? Well, they don't activate the cards unless you buy them, so those are useless. That's probably why they didn't try to stop you, Joseph.
Well, he still stole a bunch of cardboard.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of cardboard, dude.
Well, yeah, it is, but it's only worth like a penny each.
That has to be like 35 cents, right?
Yeah, and we can use them as bookmarks.
Yeah, we could do that.
All right, so let's go read a book.
Yeah.
And then stop and save our spot.
Yeah, where them books at, bro?
Yeah, where the books at?
Gotta find them.
I wish I had a lot of V-Bucks.
Dude, he had to ruin it.
Well, do you have a lot of money?
No.
Well, then we're not going to get a lot of V-Bucks.
I wish I had a job.
I wish I was a girl so I can have an OnlyFans account.
Yeah, girls have it so easy. All they have to do is take a picture of their feet and they get V-Bucks.
Yeah.
Oh, we could try streaming. People usually donate money to people who stream video games.
I mean, we could live stream us playing video games. Like, we could literally live stream playing Fortnite and get more money for Fortnite.
Dude, they only donate to hot girls in hot tubs.
Well, I can dress up like a hot girl and stream me playing Fortnite.
Oh my god, yeah, Jeffy, you can dress up like a hot girl and play Fortnite, and we get all the V-Bucks from all the donations.
Yeah.
All right, Jeffy, you dress up like a girl, and I'll set up the streaming stuff.
All right.
I took a sip.
All right, Jeffy, I have everything plugged in. I have your microphone plugged in. I have Fortnite on the TV. I have OBS started and the webcams on. You ready to live stream?
Yeah, Junior, let's get this party started, and let's make some cash.
All right, let me start the live stream. And we're live. All right, Jeffy, test out the mic.
Ping, ping.
Yeah, it works.
Dude, we don't have any viewers.
Jeffy, do something to get viewers.
Oh, yeah, the cans.
Oh, my God, we got 15 viewers.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, how about a little titty ASMR?
30 viewers, dude?
Oh, my God, they're loving it. We're getting comments, too. We're getting comments. What's the guy in the background drinking?
Your mom's urine sample. How about that? She should drink more water. I'm trying to break this record.
He's trying to break the record for most orange juice drank in a week. Ooh, they want to know if you can butt chug it.
Would that count? He says it wouldn't count. Sorry, guys, I want to, but it's got to be down the throat.
Oh, okay, who's the girl? This is my sister, Jeffica. She'll do anything for money.
I will.
What, they said it? I bet it's bubblegum pink. What's that?
He must be talking about the controller, dude.
It's white.
Yeah, it's white.
Yeah.
This guy said for $10,000, if Jeffy gets a win, he'll donate $10,000.
Oh, that's easy. It's so easy, I'll even do it with my tips. Oh, yeah, this is too easy. I got one kill and there's 62 people left.
Only 62 people left?
Oh, dude, this is an easy dub.
Oh, yeah, too easy. So easy that I'm grittying on these hoes.
Yeah, gritty on them, gritty on them.
Well, damn, dude.
Who sniped me? Show me the slots!
The ducky guy. He's boxing.
Well, he can eat Jeffy's nuts.
Jeffica, you're a girl, remember?
Oh, well, he can eat this roast beef sandwich.
Oh, dude, we just lost $10,000.
I can't believe we lost $10,000. Wait a minute. The guy says he'll give us one more chance to earn $10,000.
Okay. I won't mess it up this time.
Yeah, don't gritty at all. Just focus on the game, okay?
Yeah.
All
right.
Wait, Cody, where's the orange juice guy?
Oh, he went to the bathroom. I have to wait for him to get back.
Why don't you just pour out the orange juice and say you drank it?
Well, I guess I could do that. But, never mind. Look, I wasn't gonna do it, okay? I really want to break this record.
All right, Jeffy, play.
All right, Junior, I'm just gonna bush camp the whole game.
Yeah, there's no way anyone will ever find you in that bush.
Fuck!
How did he know you were there?
I don't know! How did he know?
It's the same guy from last game! It's the exact same guy who killed you last round, Jeffy!
Horse! Pull! Shit!
Oh my god! We just lost $10,000!
Yeah.
If we got on the Taco Bell sign, he'd be happy, and isn't it worth it to see that smile on his face?
What are you gonna do when they notice?
They're not gonna notice. Everybody knows where Taco Bell is. They don't need a sign.
Aw, you're gonna go to jail!
I'm not gonna go to jail. Taco Bell has like $1 billion. They can just buy another sign.
That's not the point, Marvin. It's wrong.
What, wrong, schmong?
Marvin, look the news!
Breaking news, UK. Someone has stolen the sign off of a Taco Bell, and no one can tell what restaurant it is. The police are holding a live press conference now. Let's go to that.
Thanks, Goodman. As you can see from this picture here, this is a Taco Bell. I think. See, I don't know, because there's no sign out front, because somebody stole it. You know, so restaurants have signs in front of them so that you know where you're going. But now, nobody knows what's going on. Customers keep coming into the Taco Bell, and they're ordering Baconators, thinking it's Wendy's or something, and the workers don't know what's going on either. They're in there trying to make Big Macs with burrito supplies. It's chaos. So listen up. Whoever stole that sign, we're coming for you.
Oh, no.
Marvin, I don't want any part of this illegal activity. I'm leaving for a couple of days.
But baby, no. Come back. Jeffy, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm just polishing my brand new Taco Bell sign. I love it so much.
Well, you better love it, because now the cops are looking for us.
All right! Oh, Daddy, help me!
What, Jeffy, are you okay?
No, Daddy, I'm stuck. I think my legs are broken. This is the worst birthday ever. Please get the sign off me.
Okay, I'll get it. Jeffy, are you sure your legs are broken?
Yeah, they are. They hurt. Don't touch them.
Okay.
I need you to call a doctor.
I can't call a doctor, Jeffy, because they're looking for the people who stole the Taco Bell sign. And if I call a doctor, they're going to see that we're the people who stole the Taco Bell sign.
Then what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Oh.
315, 316, 317, 318, 319, 320. Wait a minute. It's today! Jeffy's 18th birthday is today! I'm rich! I just gotta get out of this stupid prison first. Alright, time for me to use my sexy charm to escape. Hey there, big boy!
But shut up, inmate. I'm trying to figure out who stole this Taco Bell sign. Ugh, my back is killing me.
Oh, well, I could give you a back massage if you let me out of this cell.
No. What if you escape?
Oh, come on. I wouldn't do that. I love it here. I got my own bed and my own toilet. It's paradise.
Oh, I do really want a back massage. Okay, fine. I'll let you out for 5 minutes to massage my back. But then you're going right back in your cell.
Okay.
Alright, now I let you out. I really need you to get between my shoulder blades, because that's where all my stress is.
Okay. I knocked him out! I'm free!
How dare you!
Stay still, Jeffy.
Alright, Jeffy, I wrapped your legs in paper towels. It kind of looks like a cast.
But they still hurt, Daddy!
Well, if you sit really still and keep your legs straight, eventually they'll heal straight.
Because that's how that works.
I don't know, Jeffy. I'm not a doctor.
Well, then call one!
We can't call a doctor, Jeffy, because of your stupid birthday gift. It's illegal.
Oh, no. Who's that? What if it's the cops, Daddy?
Look, I'll handle it. You just stay right here and don't make any noise.
Okay.
All right. If it's the cops, I'm going to say, what Taco Bell sign? Yeah, that'll work. Hello?
Surprise!
Ow! My legs hurt so bad!
Oh, Jeffy, it's Mommy!
What are you doing here?
Well, today's your 18th birthday, and Mommy's gonna get paid.
Today's not my 18th birthday. It's my 17th birthday.
Nice try, Jeffy, but I've been counting the days in prison. Now come here!
Ah!
Huh. The Find My Fugitive app says she's in here somewhere.
Oh
my God, Marvin, what happened to you?
Jeffy's mom, she hit me in the face with a mallet.
Oh my God, so she is in here.
Help me!
Jeffy!
Come on, let's go upstairs.
Wait. Upstairs?
Yeah, that's where your son is.
Oh, he's gonna see the Taco Bell sign. No, let's not go upstairs. They can come down here. Can y'all guys come down here?
What are you talking about? Let's go! But can I help you?
Just don't look this way.
Okay, whatever.
Don't come any closer. I'm gonna bonk him.
Nancy, why'd you escape from prison?
What? It's prison. It sucks. What do you mean?
I guess that makes sense. But why today?
Well, today's Jeffy's 18th birthday, and I'm gonna inherit all his money. Well, actually, he's gonna inherit his father's money, and then I'm gonna take his money. But I'm still getting the money!
Well, no, today's not Jeffy's 18th birthday, it's his 17th birthday.
No. I've been counting!
Well, no, actually, today is his 17th birthday. And I know. Cause it's also my birthday.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah, everybody sing happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to yous! Happy birthday to yous! Happy birthday, dear Brooklyn guy. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. That was very nice.
What, Willie?
Stop it. Oh, okay, Nancy, seriously. It actually is his 17th birthday.
Oh, well, I guess I messed up. Must have counted wrong. It's okay. I'll just break out next year.
Yeah, you go ahead and try that. What are you doing over there? Wait a minute. Is that the Taco Bell sign?
God damn it.
Okay, who stole this?
It was Nancy.
No, it's not me.
Yeah, it was you. When you came over, you brought the sign with you.
No, it couldn't have been her. She was in jail when it got stolen.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, I'm gonna take her back to jail. Then I'm coming back over here. Come on.
Oh, no. Jeffy, what do we do?
Oh, no, Daddy.
Get in there. Congratulations. You just added 5 years to your sentence. No. Where did I go wrong? Well, 17. Okay, so Jeffy's 18th birthday is next year. And next year, I'm gonna get you, Jeffy.
All right, she's in jail. Now, who's next to go to jail? Who stole this sign?
All right, officer. Look, it's my son's birthday, and all he wanted for his birthday was a Taco Bell sign. So I stole it for him for his birthday.
Really? You'd commit a felony for your son's birthday? That's actually really sweet. I wish somebody would commit a felony for my birthday.
Oh, cheer up. I bet someone will commit a felony for your birthday one day.
Really? Do you think so?
Hold on, I got an idea. Hey, Jeffy, there's two parts to your Taco Bell sign. Do you think we can give one to the police officer?
Yeah.
He had a bean taco earlier.
Oh. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Okay, it smells like ass in here. I'm just gonna go. You keep the sign. Happy birthday.
What is it, sir?
We got a serial killer on the loose.
A serial killer? You mean somebody's going around eating all the cereal? How am I going to eat Captain Crunch in the morning if somebody's hogging it all? We're going to find that guy, sir, and we're going to put him in the electric chair.
No, guy, I mean a real serial killer's going around killing people.
Killing people? Well, that doesn't really affect me as much.
Detective Susan will fill you in on the details. I gotta go pee-pee.
All right, Officer Guy, here are photographs of some of the victims.
Wow, these women are fat.
Yes, he prefers plus-size women.
Oh, that's great! Maybe he can kill my ex-wife!
Nah, there's no way he'd want to go after somebody that fat. There's no way he could hide a body that big. He'd look like a dung beetle rolling a piece of shit around. Even if he cut her up into pieces, he would still have to put one piece on each continent like a landmark.
Can we please
keep this... A World Heritage Site.
Can we keep this professional?
My wife's ass.
Sir, can we please keep this professional?
Well, I already know how to catch the serial killer. All I gotta do is bring my ex-wife to a buffet, and she'll be there all weekend just horking down food with a shovel. And then the serial killer will come in, he'll be like, that's one fat bitch! And then he can, like, pop or like a balloon or whatever he does in case closed.
Officer Guy, can we please be serious?
I was being serious.
We've been trying to catch Buffalo Bill for months now.
Wait, his name is Buffalo Bill?
Yes.
The killer's name is Buffalo Bill?
Yes.
I went to high school with Buffalo Bill!
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I swear to God. Let me tell you the story.
So I went to high school from 1990 to 1993 when there was this kid named Bill, and he was a huge Buffalo Bills fan. I'm talking diehard fan. And freshman year, he said, the Buffalo Bills are going to win the Super Bowl. And I said, no, they aren't. They fucking suck. Well, the Buffalo Bills actually made it to the Super Bowl, and Buffalo Bill said, I told you they're gonna win the Super Bowl, and I said, no, they're gonna lose. And the Buffalo Bills lost the Super Bowl, and I laughed so hard in Bill's stupid, ugly face. Then, sophomore year, the Buffalo Bills went back to the Super Bowl, and Buffalo Bill said, this is our year, we're gonna win. And I said, nope, they suck ass, they're gonna lose, and the Buffalo Bills lost the Super Bowl again. I laughed even harder in Bill's face. Then, junior year, Bill was walking around saying, I just know we're gonna win the Super Bowl this year, I can feel it. And I said, shut up, Bill, your team sucks ass. And the Buffalo Bills lost the Super Bowl for a third time in a row. So then, senior year comes around, and the Bills make it to another Super Bowl. And Bill's like, no way my team loses four Super Bowls in a row. And I said, yeah, they will, because they suck so fucking bad. And guess what? The Buffalo Bills lost for a fourth time. The whole school was dying laughing, making fun of them. And Buffalo Bill said, you know what? I'm gonna go kill fat women and wear their skin. And then he ran out of the school, and I said, yeah, your team fucking sucks.
So you actually heard him say he was gonna go around, kill fat women, and wear their skin?
Huh, I guess that's what he meant by that. I thought he was just mad about his team losing. Now, I don't know what that has to do with him killing fat women. But then again, my team has never lost four consecutive Super Bowls, so I can't really relate. I mean, if they did lose four consecutive Super Bowls, I might kill fat women too. Who knows? Maybe that's just what you do.
So you really know Buffalo Bill?
I mean, that's the last time I ever saw him, and that was the last thing I ever heard him say, but yeah.
All this department has been talking about for months has been Buffalo Bill, and you didn't think to say anything?
I thought you guys were talking about the football team because they're doing good right now. Which doesn't mean shit, because they never won a Super Bowl, and they're never going to.
You are zero help!
Oh, come on. I give you a foolproof plan for helping me kill my ex-wife, and I told you why the killer's doing what he's doing.
We're not trying to kill your ex-wife. We're trying to capture Buffalo Bill.
We can do both. Listen, we can do one of two things. Either the Buffalo Bills win the Super Bowl, which is not gonna fucking happen, or we can rely on my ex-wife eating, which is a guarantee. So I'll tell you what. I'll go get my ex-wife, and you set up a big-ass buffet for her. And I mean a big fucking buffet. Like a mountain of food, okay? Because when she runs out of food, she goes looking for food like a bear storing up food from the winter.
Okay,
so you go build a big fucking mountain of food, and I'll go get my fat-ass ex-wife, okay?
Okay, I get it. All right, the food is done.
What the fuck? Susan, I told you to get food!
I did get food.
What? No, I said to get a buffet! This is not a buffet!
This is ample amounts of food.
No, not for her, it's not. This is an appetizer for her.
This is all the budget we have.
Okay, well, do they want to catch Buffalo Bill or not? Because this is not enough food. And why the hell did you put syrup on the pancakes? You just lubed it up for her.
Well, I thought the stickiness would slow her down.
She's not going to fucking chew them. She doesn't care. She's just going to suck them down.
I'm sure you're exaggerating.
I promise you, I am not. Oh, shit.
What is that?
She's coming.
Hey, Brooklyn guy!
Hey, Deborah.
So where's the buffet?
It's right here.
This isn't a buffet! I'm gonna score!
No, I know. Just please try to eat slow, because God knows none of us can get our arms around you to give you the Heimlich maneuver.
Dear God, you married that?
Look, don't remind me, okay? So just get to eating, but take your time.
Okay.
Oh shit, I don't know where to go. Susan, don't go near her, she's gonna eat you. Okay, so wipe your fucking hands off, okay? She doesn't see you, she only sees the food. Oh fuck, the burgers, they didn't last.
Give me the brownie,
give
us
the goddamn brownie right now. Oh god, I don't know what to do.
Susan,
get her fucking to later. She's thirsty. God help her, how's her fucking diet? Oh fuck. Oh, no. Oh, fuck. Oh, the wings. The fucking wings. Oh, shit. No, please. No.
I love pizza.
I know you like pizza. I know you like pizza. Okay.
I want a slice of that.
Oh, fuck that. You're not getting anything. Hit her with another 2 liter.
Okay.
Get another one.
Stay with her. Here you go.
Get a 2 liter. You gotta wash it down. Oh, God, she's choking. Oh, fuck.
Maybe the pancake will
Give her the pancake. Give her the pancake. She's cold. Fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. They didn't do anything. They didn't slow her down at all. Get the shrimp. She's allergic to shrimp. Maybe that'll help. Get the shrimp. She doesn't care. She doesn't care that she's allergic at all. Fuck. She's going to start eating the fucking
pizza. Give me the combination pizza.
What?
Do you think it's over?
I think so.
Let's check. Okay, she's hibernating. We're good.
You seriously married that?
Listen, I was very insecure. Do you think Buffalo Bill's here?
Look, I don't know what he looks like. I didn't go to school with him.
Okay, good point. Well, listen, she's going to be asleep for a couple days.
Can she go that long without eating?
Yeah, she's hibernating right now. She's stored up all the food. When she wakes up, she's going to eat the rest of it. Don't touch it. She can smell your hunger. Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to stay here with her and wait for Buffalo Bill to get here so maybe he kills her and I can make fun of his stupid team. What I need you to do is go talk to Buffalo Bill's psychiatrist.
Who's that?
Hannibal Lecter. He eats people.
What? No, fuck that. I'll stay with it. You go talk to him.
No. Hannibal Lecter only talks to women. It's got to be you.
Oh, fine.
I'm here to see Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, well, he's behind the glass, but be careful. He eats people.
I'd put syrup on you.
Oh, shit. Hello?
Hello, Clarice.
Actually, my name is Susan.
I'm going to call you Clarice.
Okay, you can do that, but you have to answer all my questions I have about Buffalo Bill. Where does he live?
I only give information in exchange for dramatic stories. What's the most dramatic thing that's ever happened to you?
Actually, funny enough, just a few minutes ago, there was this big woman, I mean big seismic activity when she walks woman, who ate an entire feast in one breath. Ooh.
I meant childhood trauma.
Oh. Well, actually, when I was a little girl, I grew up on a farm with a bunch of lambs, and one day I woke up to them being slaughtered, and I still hear their screams to this day.
Yes, that's very sad.
Okay, now tell me everything you know about Buffalo Bill.
This one time, a census taker tried to test me. I ate his liver with some fava beans and a nice Chianti.
Wait, no, that's not fair. That's not the question I asked. Tell me about Buffalo Bill.
I want another story. Quid pro quo.
Okay, once upon a time, there was this chick that lived in the woods with a bunch of little men, 7 of them, and she ate a poison apple one time and then died, and some guy made out with her lifeless body in the woods.
I would have eaten her.
Okay, that's great. Now tell me about Buffalo Bill.
You want to know about Buffalo Bill?
Yes!
Their quarterback is Josh Allen, who's married to Hailee Steinfeld, who was in the movie Sinners, which I greatly enjoyed because it's about vampires who almost do what I do, except they drink blood and I eat the whole rest of the body, too.
No, not the team! I'm talking about your former patient, Buffalo Bill!
Oh, he likes fat bitches. You get a fat bitch, he'll come running.
We already knew that. We already tried that. I need something helpful.
Not until I get another story.
Oh!
What about the old woman who lives in a shoe?
You are no help.
Have the lamb stop screaming, Clarice.
Come on, Bob.
Buffalo Bill. She's right here. It would be so easy to just come up and stab her. You know what? I'm going to do it myself.
Hey.
Hey, Susan, what did Hannibal Lecter say?
Absolutely nothing. He was just talking in circles.
Yeah, he is pretty weird. You know, I went to high school with him, too.
We don't have time for that. Let's go.
Wait, but do you know where Buffalo Bill lives?
Well, Hannibal Lecter didn't tell me, so I Googled it, and I have Buffalo Bill's address right here.
Wait, you know where he lives?
Yes, let's go.
Oh, great. Let's just pile Deborah into the car, and we'll go to his house.
Oh, no, we're not bringing Deborah.
Yeah, you're right. We'd have to rent a forklift and an oversized load trailer. We don't have time for that.
Let's go.
Okay, yeah.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Bah!
Would you do me? I would do me.
Bah!
This guy's house is creepy.
Yeah, it is.
You know, he doesn't have any Buffalo Bills decorations on the walls. Maybe he realized his team sucks.
Would you stop?
They do.
Wait, what is that?
That looks like a well. Who has a well in their house?
We should check it out.
Bah! Ah!
Why are you afraid of lambs? Hey, little lamb.
Bah!
Okay, you gotta be silent now, okay?
Okay.
Good job. Well, I guess it's not illegal to have a lamb in a well. It's just kind of weird. Huh. Maybe he's trying to start his own shitty football team. The loser-ass lambs.
Hey, Brooklyn guy.
Oh, hey, if it isn't Buffalo, can't pick favorite teams for shit, Bill.
Don't say that.
Huh, your team fucking sucks, man.
Take it back.
No, I'm not gonna take it back because they fucking suck.
I'll kill you.
Okay, it's not gonna make your team any less shitty.
Take it back. If you take it back and say the Buffalo Bills are good, then I'll turn myself in and never kill again.
Nope, they fucking suck. They lost 4 Super Bowls in a row, sorry.
I'll kill you.
Okay, go right ahead. Yeah, you guys lost to the Cowboys twice, okay? Fuck off.
That's it. I'm gonna come and kill you.
Oh! Fucking loser. Your team sucks, asshole.
Please stop saying they suck.
Well, they fucking suck, so sorry.
Let me out of here.
Tell you what, I'll let you out of the well when the Buffalo Bills win a Super Bowl, which isn't gonna happen. Case closed.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Oh, dude, I found this tattoo gun in my neighbor's trash can. Who wants to get a tattoo?
Oh, me, I want a tattoo.
No, Junior, that tattoo gun looks dirty. It probably has a bunch of diseases on it.
Fine, Cody. Joseph, can you please get a napkin and wipe off the tip?
I guess so, dude.
That's what I said to her.
I wiped it off. Are you happy?
Yeah, you happy now, Cody?
Guys, why don't we just draw tattoos on ourselves with a marker?
That's dumb. It's not a tattoo. It's not permanent.
Yeah, it's not real, dude.
We could use a permanent marker.
No, we gotta use a tattoo gun. It has to be a real tattoo, Cody.
Yeah, feel the pain.
Okay, I guess I'll get a tattoo.
But you will? Oh, okay, what kind of tattoo will you get, Cody?
I want a tattoo above my butt that says entrance only.
Wait, how are you gonna take a dump?
Who needs to do that?
Okay, take your shirt off.
Okay.
Stop moving, dude. You're gonna make me mess up.
All right. I think I'm done. How's it look, guys?
Okay, that looks really cool.
Yeah, it looks pretty sick if I do say so myself.
Okay, I'll take your word for it because I can't see it.
Oh, you should get a tattoo on your chest.
What, and cover up these six-pack abs?
Yes.
I mean, it would look really good.
Well, okay, yeah. I think I want straight out of the closet on my chest. Ooh, and then I want a heart on my bicep with Ken's name in it so that every time I flex, it looks like the heart's beating.
Okay, that'd be really awesome.
All right, coming right up, dude. And done. Straight out of the closet.
Yeah, I am.
Man, Cody, your tattoos are so cool, and I love the one with Ken's name in the heart.
Yeah, he's gonna like that. You guys think I should get a tattoo on my leg?
Oh, yeah, you should definitely get a tattoo on your leg.
Which one? I have 3.
We should probably give Junior a tattoo before I run out of ink.
Oh, yeah, it's my turn to get a tattoo. It's my turn.
What kind of tattoo do you want, Junior?
I don't know. Ooh, guys, I hate the Cleveland Browns. I think that football team sucks, so I'll get I hate the Browns on my face.
Wait, what did you say?
No, Junior, you shouldn't do that.
What's wrong with saying I hate the Browns? I think that football team sucks. Their mascot is a pit bull, and their logo is just a helmet. How lazy is that?
I get the helmet thing, but maybe you should say Cleveland Browns. It's so we can know what you're talking about, Junior.
Wait, put I hate Cleveland Browns on my face?
Yes, exactly.
That's going to take up a lot of space. I think if I put I hate the Browns, people know what I'm talking about.
No, Junior, they won't.
What if I hate the White Sox and I put I hate whites all over my face, huh?
You have to put socks out.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Okay, guys, I think the Browns suck, so if I put the Browns suck on my face?
No, Junior, you shouldn't do that.
I think the Browns are smelly, so I put the Browns are smelly on my face.
What if I put the whites are privileged on my face, huh?
Guys, I think we should just get away from the Browns tattoo.
Yeah, we should.
Okay, I'll think of a different tattoo. Ooh, guys, I want a tattoo that when girls see it, they want to come talk to me. Ooh, so what if I get come here on my face? And then they'll say, oh, he wants me to come here. So they walk over and they talk to me.
Okay, that's better.
Junior, I think that sounds like a tattoo I should get.
Wait, are you trying to steal all the tattoos, Cody?
No, I just don't think that tattoo is going to get the kind of response you think.
All right. I want like a rapper tattoo, like a really cool tattoo.
Yeah.
Ooh, like Baller's Life on my face.
Ooh, I like that. That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, like I'm a big baller. So I put Baller's Life on my face and then put two teardrops.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, do that.
And done, dude. Balls are life.
Wait, what'd you say?
Balls are life, dude. That's what you wanted on your face.
I wanted Baller's Life. Like I'm a big baller. B-A-L-L-E-R-Z. What'd you put?
Balls are life.
Why would you put Balls are life on my face? Why would I want that?
Basketball, dude.
That's Ball is Life, not Balls are Life. This is a dumb tattoo.
I'm sorry, dude.
Did you do the teardrops?
Yeah, they're on there, dude.
Okay.
They look like balls.
What?
No, they don't, dude. Cody thinks everything looks like balls.
So you put, okay, Cody, what does it look like? Teardrops or balls?
It looks like a ball sack.
You put a ball sack on my face?
No, I didn't, dude.
You know what? Let me do a tattoo for you. I want to do your next tattoo.
Are you sure it's going to show up on my brown skin? Or is it too smelly for you, huh?
Guys, can we not?
Hey, guys, what? Doing.
Oh, hey, Jeffy.
Why do you have a ball sack on your face, Junior?
It is a ball sack, Junior!
No, it's not!
Jeffy, we're getting tattoos.
Oh, sweet! I want a tattoo!
Oh, what kind of tattoo do you want?
I want Daddy Shucks right here on my arm because my daddy won't take me to Chuck E. Cheese today.
You sure you don't want the brown suck on your arm?
Joseph, look, I think I should do the tattoo because you might end up making it look like a ball sack.
No, I won't, dude! Look, Jeffy, just come here, dude.
All right.
And done. See, Junior, no balls.
You spelled sucks wrong.
That's a cool way to spell it.
Jeffy, dinner's ready.
Oh, that must mean my daddy telling me dinner's ready. And if he feeds me green beans tonight, I'm going to say, read the tattoo.
Jeffy, get in here.
Oh, I'm coming, Daddy.
Jeffy, stop that. Eat your green beans.
Daddy, you know I hate it when you feed me green beans. So that's why I got this tattoo.
You got a tattoo, Jeffy?
Jeffy!
That's permanent. It's never going to come off.
Well, then you'll know you suck forever then, Daddy.
Oh, my God, Jeffy. You are so grounded for getting that tattoo.
Marvin, we need to call a doctor. See if he can get it removed.
But I don't want it removed. But what I do want removed is this big hump on my back.
Jeffy, look, eat your green beans. We're going to find out what punishment you're going to get.
Aww.
I parked in the handicapped spot even though I'm not handicapped because I don't want to walk far. God forgive me and my bad knees.
Hey, lady, give me your car keys.
Okay, I think I left them in the car. That'll be easy for you. Just take them.
Okay, and don't follow me.
Can you at least pick me up when I'm done shopping?
No!
Oh, how evil.
Hey, ma'am, did you call the cops?
Yes, some man just stole my car.
Okay, ma'am, just calm down. What did he look like?
He was very scary.
Okay, did he have any recognizable features, like any tattoos?
Oh, yes. He had a tattoo on his left arm that said, Daddy Sucks, spelled S-U-X. I thought it was very disrespectful to his father.
Okay, ma'am, I'm going to look for that guy right away.
All right, Jeffy, you're going to get rid of that tattoo.
I'll get rid of this tattoo when you get rid of that turd on your top lip.
It's a mustache, Jeffy.
Oh, is that what you're calling it?
Marvin, we need to call a doctor to see if he can remove Jeffy's tattoo.
Oh, and also tell him I look like the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Look, I'm going to call a doctor to get him to remove your stupid tattoo.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? Sorry I took so long. I had to change out of my cop outfit into my doctor outfit.
It's fine. You didn't take too long.
All right, so what's going on?
Well, my son got a tattoo and I want you to remove it.
Oh, I've been there. I've had plenty of bad tattoos in my life. Like, I got my ex-wife's name, I got my other ex-wife's name, and I get my soon-to-be ex-wife's name.
You have a lot of ex-wives.
Yeah, they know how to get me. They just don't know how to keep me. Oh, and then this one time, I had a birthmark that looked like a seahorse, so I got it traced in a tattoo, and then it turns out it wasn't a birthmark, it was a rash, and it went away. So now I just have a really badly drawn seahorse on my butt cheek.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
All right, so look, the tattoo my son got is he got Daddy Sucks on his left arm.
He attacked me with left arm and said Daddy Sucks on S-U-S. I thought it was very disrespectful to his father.
Are you okay?
Your son's under arrest.
What?
I said your son's under arrest!
What?
Hold on, let me get my cop outfit on.
What's going on?
All right, I'm back, and your son's under arrest.
For what?
For stealing a car.
He didn't steal a car.
Oh, yeah? Well, I got a call before I came over here from some lady that said somebody stole her car, and she said that guy had a tattoo on his left arm that said Daddy Sucks.
Well, but Jeffy didn't steal the car, though.
When would he have had time to do that?
Yeah, Jeffy's been with us the whole time. He never stole a car.
Well, of course you're going to say that. You're his parents. You're going to cover for him. I get it.
But what if there's a guy with the same exact tattoo as Jeffy?
Oh, come on. What are the odds there's two guys with the same Daddy Sucks tattoo?
That's a possibility.
And you know how I know he's guilty? Because you called me over here to have the tattoo removed. That means you were trying to get rid of the evidence, and you didn't think I'd notice.
but I did, because I'm smart and you're dumb.
Well, no. We want the tattoo removed because it's a dumb tattoo. We weren't trying to hide any evidence, because there is no evidence, because he didn't steal a car. Because if he did steal the car, where's the car at then?
I don't know. You probably parked it in the woods and then lit it on fire. I don't know how you dumb criminals think, because you're dumb. Did I mention how dumb you are? You're so dumb.
Well, no, we didn't steal a car. You don't have any evidence to arrest him.
Well, that tattoo is evidence enough for me. Come on, Jeffy. We're going downtown.
Well, no, do you get her?
We need to call a lawyer.
We're going
to
get a lawyer. Jeffy, we're going to get the best lawyer we can get. Thanks for being my son's lawyer, Goodman.
Oh, don't mention it. But I do charge $800 a minute.
$800 a minute? Well, start talking.
Okay.
Talk faster.
Well, I was reviewing your son's case, and he's screwed.
Screwed? Why?
Because the tattoo matches. And that means he's guilty.
He's not guilty. Other people have that tattoo, and they haven't found the stolen car.
Well, I was comparing your son's case to a previous case where the cops arrested this kid named Jimmy because he cracked corn, and they didn't care. So that's where the song came from, Jimmy cracked corn, and I don't care. Well, anyway, Jimmy got the electric chair, and then his parents cared. So then they renamed the song, Jimmy Got the Electric Chair, and His Parents Care.
What does that have to do with my son's case?
Oh, it doesn't. But there was also this other case where there once was this farmer who had a dog, and the dog's name was Bingo. Well, anyway, the farmer got murdered, and then they found blood on the dog, and so then they used the dog as evidence, and Bingo was his name-o.
So what are you trying to say?
Well, what I'm trying to say is, if you can find the stolen car and the guy with the tattoo, that's your Bingo.
Okay, so if I find the stolen car and the guy with the tattoo, then my son gets set free, right?
Bingo.
Okay, I'm gonna go find it.
Marvin, what did the lawyer say?
He said if we can find the stolen car and the guy with the tattoo, they'll let Jeffy go.
I could have told you that.
So, baby, all we have to do is find the stolen car.
If the police can't find the car, how can we?
Well, we can just go to Walmart and look in the parking lot and see if there's any cars with the same... that looks the same. I don't know what I'm doing, baby. I'm not a bounty hunter. Baby, I got an idea. Why don't we go pick up a homeless guy, give the homeless guy the same tattoo Jeffy has, and say the homeless guy stole the car.
That's terrible. We can't do that.
Sure we can. Look, the homeless guy will get 3 meals a day, a bed to sleep in, and a shower in jail.
If the homeless guy wanted all that, I'm sure he would commit a crime and go to jail himself.
Well, maybe he hasn't thought of this, baby. Look, we're doing a good thing here.
Marvin, that's terrible. No, we can't do that.
Baby, please, come on. We'll get Jeffy out of jail, and the homeless guy gets a new place to live.
No, I don't want to be a part of this.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway to help Jeffy. Hey. Hey. Hey.
I want to go to school.
Hey there, buddy. It's a nice box you got there.
My box.
Yeah, your box. I noticed you're not wearing a shirt. How would you like to wear a nice bright orange shirt?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and bright orange pants to match.
Oh, these pants are poopy.
Okay. Well, you come to my house, I got Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh, Snap Crackle Pop.
Yeah, Snap Crackle Pops. Come to my house. All right, buddy, there's your Rice Krispie Treat.
Yummy.
Yeah, it's real good. So while you eat that, I need to draw something on your hand with this gun.
Beer.
What?
Beer.
Well, I'll get you a beer after I do this tattoo thing.
Mm-mm. Beer first.
Okay, I'll get you a beer. All right, there's your beer.
Cheers, bald man.
Cheers. Okay, so while you drink that, I'm going to give you a tattoo on your hand.
Marvin, what are you doing?
I'm doing my plan.
No, I told you no!
He's okay with it.
Did you ask him?
Can I give you a tattoo on your hand?
Alien zap my brain. Don't eat the yogurt. It's alien ectoplasm.
See, he knows what he's talking about.
That was not a yes.
Maybe he's okay with it.
No, I'm going to do what's right. Come on, let's go outside.
No, I like it here.
No, come on, let's go outside. You stink.
I don't like this lady. This lady's mean. Mean lady.
Yeah, exactly. Mean lady.
Does he know what you're trying to do? What?
Oh, bald man's nice. Bald man give me beer and Rice Krispies.
No, bald man's trying to put you in jail.
Oh, bald man wouldn't do that, would you, bald man? Give me a hug, bald man.
But don't, please don't touch me.
Oh, bald man.
Yeah. Okay. Stop. Let me go. Please let me go. Please. Ew. Okay. Look. So, he's fine. See, he's happy. He likes his beer and his Rice Krispies, and he's gonna be okay with this tattoo.
So, Marvin, no!
Hold still.
Ow.
All right, it's done.
I can't read.
It says, Daddy sucks. And clearly you think that because, I mean, your dad wasn't there for you. Look at your situation.
Oh, bad daddy.
Yep, bad daddy. Now I'm going to call the cops.
You are the worst person I ever met, Marvin.
I'm doing this for Jeffy. I'm being nice. Look, are you ready for some bright orange clothes?
Yay.
Yeah, and a bed? And 3 meals a day?
Yummy.
And maybe TV?
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, awesome. So I'm going to go call the cops. Hello?
Hey there, you call the cops?
Yes, I found the real guy who stole the car and has the same tattoo as the guy that you think did it.
But really?
Yeah, he's upstairs.
All right.
There he is, officer, there he is, and there's his tattoo.
Nah, it's not him.
What do you mean it's not him?
Well, sucks is spelled right.
What do you mean sucks is spelled right?
Well, in the tattoo I'm looking for, sucks is spelled with an X.
Oh, damn it!
Ha ha!
Sorry for wasting your time, sir.
Oh, Bald Man gives me beer and Rice Krispies.
Oh, really? Well, Bald Man never gives me beer and Rice Krispies when I come over. What a good friend.
Bald Man, can I have another beer?
No, leave!
Oh, but what about the clothes and the TV?
Yeah, Marvin, what about the clothes and the TV?
And the three meals a day.
Oh, the three meals a day, Marvin. Yeah, you can't forget about that.
Well, go commit a crime and you'll get those things. Oh, who's that?
I got it.
No, I got it.
No, allow me. Hello?
Freeze is a burglary!
Oh, is a down!
What was that screaming?
Give me all your jewelry!
Ah!
Your Rice Krispies treats!
My Rice Krispies! Nobody takes my Rice Krispies.
You just saved my life!
We're here today to thank this homeless man who's... Oh, God, your breath stinks. Could you back up a little bit? Thank you. We're here today to thank this homeless man who helped catch Mr. Mina, the criminal who stole a car and also shot me. And his pants are falling down on live TV. This is very embarrassing for him. Can we get a censor bar there? I'm just going to keep going. We're awarding him this key to the city, which will allow him to sleep anywhere he wants on the street in the city. Here you go. What? All right. Oh, okay.
See, baby, something good happened to the homeless guy after all.
Not because of you.
Well, actually, it is because of me, because if I wouldn't have got him off the street into our house, he wouldn't have saved the day.
You always have to make it about you, don't you?
Well, the most important thing is we have Jeffy back home.
Well, Daddy, we never got this hump looked at. My hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my huge back hump.
Tomorrow. And in order to attend the pizza party tomorrow, you must get your pizza party permission slip signed by your parents. And if you don't get your permission slip signed by your parents, then you have to sit in the closet and study and you can't eat pizza.
Why do we have to get a permission slip signed for a pizza party?
Yeah, it's not like there's going to be strippers there.
Because some of you are failing the class. So by having your parents sign a permission slip, this proves that they have seen your grades and they approve of you having pizza or not.
Well, I have all A's, so I know I'm going to that pizza party.
Well, I have all C's and one D, so I should be fine.
I'd like to see your D, Junior.
I mean, I can look up my grades. I think it's in history.
No, that's not what... I was being gay, but whatever.
Oh, guys, I got all F's. What if my parents don't sign my permission slip?
You can just fake their signature.
Oh, true.
And one more thing, Crass. If you're thinking about trying to fake your parents' signature, don't do it. Because we have a parent signature database, and we can scan your permission slip and tell if the signature on it is fake or not. So don't bend me over, Crass.
Oh, no. I can't fake the signature. But I know my daddy. He loves me. He's definitely going to sign that permission slip.
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, Jeffy. How's school?
I need your John Hancock.
What, you need me to sign something?
Yeah, just sign right here. Don't look at it. Don't read it. Nothing.
Aw, you're having a pizza party tomorrow?
Yep, sure am, Mommy.
Wait, it says only sign if you've seen your child's grades. What are your grades, Jeffy?
I'm doing fantastic.
Baby, can you go on the parent portal and check his grades?
Sure, Marvin.
They better be good, Jeffy.
Oh, no, Marvin. He's failing everything.
Jeffy, you're failing?
Well, I thought the F stood for fantastic.
No, Jeffy, you're failing, so I'm not signing this permission slip.
This is horseshit, Daddy. Every kid's gonna be eating pizza at the party except for me.
Well, maybe because they're not failing, Jeffy. What happens if you don't go to the party?
I have to sit in the closet and study.
Well, I think that's what you should do since you're failing.
Marvin, what if Jeffy promises to bring up his grades if we let him go to the pizza party tomorrow?
That's not gonna happen, baby. That's truly horseshit. Because he's gonna go to the pizza party, he's gonna eat it, and then the rest of the week, he's gonna start failing again.
Wow, you know me so well, Daddy.
Yeah, that's why I'm not signing the permission slip.
Daddy, I hope you fall in a volcano!
You take that back.
No, I'm not taking back anything, Daddy. I'm gonna get this signature.
You're not getting the signature, Jeffy, because you need my hands.
Marvin, don't you think you're being a little mean?
No, he's failing everything, baby. If he goes to the pizza party, we're gonna be rewarding bad behavior. Who's at the door?
I don't know. Go check.
Hello?
Hello. I have a package for Marvin.
Oh, thank you so much.
I'm gonna need you to sign for it, though. Just don't read it.
Wait, permission for a pizza party? Jeffy, is that you?
No.
It is you, Jeffy.
Just sign it, Daddy.
I'm not signing it.
Who was at the door, Marvin?
It was just Jeffy in a costume trying to get me to sign his permission slip.
What?
Yeah, but I'm too smart for him. He's not gonna get me.
Oh, Marvin, it's terrible.
What's wrong, Doctor?
Your son, Jeffy, he got hit by a car.
What?
what he did?
Yeah, he said he was depressed, so he was going to go for a walk by the interstate, and he got hit by a car.
Oh, no,
is he okay?
No, he's on life support at the hospital right now. You better come quick. He doesn't have long left.
Here he is.
Oh, poor Jeffy.
Oh, Jeffy, I'm so sorry. Is he going to be okay?
No, he's on life support and he's brain dead, so he's basically already gone.
Jeffy, if you can hear us, we love you.
He can't hear you. He's brain dead.
Oh, Jeffy, I'm so sorry.
All right, if we could just keep it down, there are other people who aren't dying. Let's be considerate.
Oh, Jeffy, I wish I would have been a better father.
You can't be like that. Oh, look, he's going, he's going, he's going. He's gone. He is out of there.
Oh, Jeffy. Oh, I love you so much, Jeffy. I miss you, Jeffy.
You can't be like that. I know this is a tough time, but I do have some difficult questions I have to ask.
I'm ready.
Okay, who do you think would win in a fight, Superman or Goku?
Wait, what?
Yeah, that is a tough one. We'll come back to that later. Now, who do you think is cooler, Darth Maul or Darth Vader?
Darth Maul, obviously.
Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, now do you want your son buried or cremated?
I guess cremated, you know, so we can, you know, scatter his ashes somewhere cool.
Yeah, that's dumb. But here, sign this cremation form for me.
Okay, cremation form. Wait, what?
Yeah, just sign right there next to the piece of pepperoni pizza.
What? This is a permission slip! Wait, did Jeffy do all this just to get this signed?
Yeah, okay, look, he offered me a slice of pizza if I put him into a medically induced coma so that you'd sign that.
I'm not signing it, Jeffy! I'm not signing it! In your stupid little coma, I'm not signing it!
Oh, come on!
I am so mad.
At least he's not dead, Marvin.
I kind of wish he was dead now.
Marvin!
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Are you a shiner or not, Daddy?
No, you just tried to fake your own death, Jeffy.
Well, that just shows how bad I want it.
Well, you're not getting it, Jeffy.
Oh, give me a pizza party, Daddy.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, I am going to bed. Come on, we're going to bed. I am not signing it.
I'm going to get that signature.
Daddy. Daddy.
What is that?
Daddy.
What?
I need you to sign this.
Sign what?
Sign this.
Okay.
I need your pen. Sign it.
Okay, Jimmy. Yeah, I'm gonna go to bed.
Alright. Thanks, Daddy.
Hey, Junior, did you get your permission slip signed? My mom signed mine.
I got Chef Pee-Pee to sign mine. I didn't want to risk my dad seeing my bad grades and hitting me.
Oh, that's dope.
Hey, Jeffy, did you get yours signed?
Yep, sure did, Junior. My daddy signed mine while he was sleeping.
That's believable.
Yep, sure is.
Somebody should probably check on Bully. He hasn't moved since yesterday. Is that a fly?
All right, Crass, who's ready for the pizza party? Oh, yeah. Oh, I've got so many pizzas. Now turn in your permission slips.
Here you go, Teach. I think you'll find everything in order.
All right. Thank you, Cody. Now here's your pizza and party.
All right.
Next.
All right. Here's my permission slip.
Chef Pee-Pee.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know your last name was Pee-Pee. All right, Junior Pee-Pee. Here's your pizza.
Thank you.
Now party. Next. Your parent really signed this? Okay, well then you wouldn't mind if I called them to make sure they really signed it, would you? I'll be right back.
Junior, stop smacking your food, it's gross.
But this pizza's so good! What are you doing, Cody?
I'm picking the pepperoni off my pizza because I'm Jewish and I can't eat pork.
Pepperonis aren't pork.
What, Junior, pepperoni is pork.
No, pepperonis are a type of pepper.
What, Junior, where do you think pepperoni comes from?
Well, when two pepperonis love each other very much, they make love and they have baby pepperonis.
What?
Guys! The teacher's gonna call my dad and make sure that he signed my permission slip.
Well, didn't he sign your permission slip?
Well, yeah, but he didn't want to. And so now I need one of you guys to go to my house and steal my daddy's phone and pretend to be my daddy so I can eat pizza.
Well, Cody, you should do it.
But me? Why don't you do it?
Because I'm eating my pizza. You're just playing with yours.
But, Junior, that's impossible. How am I going to run all the way to Jeffy's house, somehow find a way into the house, and then steal his dad's phone and just hope he doesn't notice? And, like, how am I going to do that before the teacher even calls?
All right, Jeffy, my phone's dead, but I'm going to put it on the charger, and as soon as it gets done charging, I'm going to call your dad and make sure he signed your permission slip.
See, Cody, look, you have time. His phone's charging. Just go, 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 go.
Okay, fine, but you guys owe me.
I wonder how Jeffy's day at school is going.
He better be in that closet studying because he's a failure.
Marvin!
No, he's failing. He deserves to study all day. Who's at the door?
I don't know. Go look.
Okay. Hello?
Hey, can I use your bathroom and also your phone?
Wait. You're a kid. Shouldn't you be in school?
Yeah. So what happened was, is I was at school, and I clogged the toilet there, and then I didn't want to tell anybody, because I thought I might get in trouble, so I ran away. But I still have to go, so I want to use your bathroom, but then I still want to tell them that I clogged their toilet, so I want to call it in so I don't get in trouble.
Wait. If you clogged the school's toilet, why would I let you use my toilet?
Because it's just number one. Like, I already did number two there, so I just have to do number one here.
Well, I don't know if I'm comfortable with that.
Okay. How about this one? I fell asleep on the school bus, and then when I woke up, I was still on the school bus, and then they dropped me off here, so I found out I really had to use the bathroom, and then I wanted to use your bathroom, and then also call my parents to tell them I'm here. Actually, I don't really need to use your bathroom. That was just an excuse to come inside, so I just want to call my parents. Can I use your phone?
Wait, you don't have to use the bathroom anymore?
No, I peed. I just peed my pants just now, and I want to call my parents to tell them about it. Please give me your phone.
Wait, this doesn't add up at all.
Hey, honey, who's at the door?
This kid wants to borrow my phone.
Oh, here, you can use mine.
No, I don't want your phone. It has to be his phone specifically.
Wait, why my phone?
Because she's a girl, and she has cooties, and I don't want cooties.
What?
You don't have a cootie shot?
What, a cootie shot?
Yeah. What? Circle, dot, dot, now you have your cootie shot.
Here you go. What?
No, I don't want your phone. Keep your phone. Give me your phone.
All right, Jeffy, my phone just turned on. Now I'm gonna call your dad.
Hopefully Cody got my dad's phone.
My phone's ringing.
What? I'll get it. It's my mom.
Give me my phone back.
Yeah. Hello?
Hey, Jeffy's dad.
Yes, this is Jeffy's dad.
This is Jackie Chu, Jeffy's teacher. And I just wanted to make sure that you actually signed Jeffy's pizza party permission slip.
The pizza party? Yeah, I signed the permission slip for that. That sounded fun.
Wait, who yelling in the back?
Yeah, yelling? What yelling? Oh, yeah, that. Well, I'm being subpoenaed. Yeah, this guy's trying to serve me papers, but I don't want to go.
Oh, what are you getting subpoenaed?
Well, you see, I saw a car accident, and they want me to come in and tell my side of the story, but I don't really feel like doing that.
Well, you should probably do the right thing and show up.
You see, it's really awkward, because, like, I know both people involved in the accident, and so I don't want to deal with all that, you know?
Oh, I understand.
Yeah, cool. Anyway, I should probably get going now, so make sure you get Jeffy that pizza. Okay, and if anybody calls you pretending to be me, it's not me, okay? So I think somebody's going to try to steal my phone soon, so just ignore that, okay?
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Okay, here's your phone back. Stop chasing me.
All right, Jeffy. I talked to your dad, and it turns out that you were telling the truth. So come get a pizza.
Yay, I get pizza.
Cody did it.
Oh, that was some good pizza, Junior.
Yeah, I don't think I can eat another bite. Hey. Cody, where have you been?
What do you mean, where have I been? I just ran 5 miles both ways to get you your stupid pizza. I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah, it was really good.
Okay, fine. At least now I can get back to picking the pepperoni off this pizza so I can eat it. What? Oh, come on!
We get to go home!
Yay!
All right, class. You can't take the pizza with you home. So whatever you didn't finish in class, you have to throw it away.
Oh, come on! I think these are our beds.
We get beds. I love this place.
You sound like Slinky Dog from Toy Story.
Marvin, I don't want to be here anymore.
I don't want to be here either. Dying over money's not worth it.
What are you talking about? I need money.
Yeah, I need that $400 billion. Look, I slave in the kitchen every day. You don't know how that feels, Marvin.
I need money for blow.
Yeah, I also have a lot of debt.
Who do we speak to get out of here?
Hello.
Oh, hi there.
Welcome to the Squid Games.
Why is it called that?
Well, if you made it to the last round, you'll know.
Oh, okay. So do we get our $400 billion now or what?
I will now announce the winning of the first games. Look up. Made you look.
You got us.
All right, now for real though, look over there.
I don't see anything.
Got your bitch ass again.
Okay.
Now for real though, it's on your shirt.
What, my shirt?
Boop.
He got it. How'd you fall for that?
These guys aren't so bad.
Seriously though, piggy bank is fuck. Look up. The total winnings from the first game are, I can't see this fucking thing. What
is it? Oh, it says $7.6 billion.
$7.6 billion.
Well, ooh, I want to take that in cash and go home, please.
That's fine with me. That's a good day's pay right there.
I could buy a lot of blow with that.
Yep, we'd all like to leave and take the money.
If you leave now, the total winnings will be divided to the eliminated players' families.
Fuck that.
Hell no, I need that money right now.
No dead people need some money.
Hey, Dad, can you buy me a beanbag chair?
No, Jeffy.
Well, can I take this ball pump and stick it in my ball sack and pump it up until my ball sack's as big as a beanbag chair?
No, Jeffy.
It's a ball pump. That's what it's for.
No, it's used to blow up like balls and basketballs. Jeffy, you're grounded.
For asking a question.
Yes.
All right, Daddy. Well, since you're the best daddy ever, here's $20.
Ooh, $20. Wait a minute. You didn't think I would see the rat trap, did you?
What rat trap?
Well, little did you know, I have the fastest reflexes in the West.
We live in the South.
Come here, 20.
Ah! Ah! Get out!
Marvin,
are you okay?
Oh, my God, it hurts so bad! Jimmy, if you have $20, why'd you ask me for a beanbag chair?
Because the beanbag chair is $40, and the joke is priceless.
Oh, my God, baby, call a doctor!
Daddy!
Hey, Leah, somebody call a doctor?
Yes, doctor, my hand's crushed by a mouse trap.
Oh, my God, you're coming with us.
Wait, what's going on?
Come on, guy, don't make this any harder than it needs to be.
But what's going on?
You're being fired from SML, guy.
Wait, why?
Well, because of this comment from user PS6YK6VW50. Please remove pumpkin, guy, and I need all because we're really bad. He's a put the pizza with the balloon and giving $100. Don't not give Jeffrey a needle.
What the fuck? My name's not even Pumpkin Guy. That's clearly just a six-year-old with a tablet. Somebody take it away from him.
Come on, Pumpkin Guy.
My name's not Pumpkin Guy. This is a mutiny. A mutiny.
Marvin, who's going to be your doctor now?
I have no idea.
What's going on, guys? I thought we were cool.
No, we're not cool, Brooklyn Guy. We've been getting a lot of complaints about you in the comments.
What, the Pumpkin Guy comment? That's not me. My name isn't even Pumpkin Guy. I mean, yeah, my hair is orange, but did you read the comment? He was talking about pizza and balloons. He's got to be on some kind of drug.
That comment was the last straw. You've been overused. You've been in 17 of the last 20 videos.
So? You can't get enough guy, right? You're always going to need a cop or a doctor or a firefighter.
Videos based about you don't do very well. The Dalmatian got 2.1 million views in 3 days. Jeffy's voice changer got 2.2 in 1 day.
What do you have to say about that, Pumpkin Guy? You fuck? Oh, come on. Videos based on animals never do good. Hey, wait, aren't you the guy who thinks of the fucking ideas? Come up with better ideas.
Look, videos about you just don't do well. We have all the proof right here. Just shit views. The video right now is not even gonna do good.
Just put Jeffy's name in the title. Name it Jeffy Gets Brooklyn Guy Fired. The views will go bananas. They love Jeffy. They eat that shit up. They're like, this my boy Jeffy. They'll watch it twice.
But Jeffy didn't get you fired.
Who gives a shit? Just do it. He was in the intro. That's enough.
Look, the fans are just tired of seeing you. They call you filler guy. They call you a filler character. They're also tired of your 1 minute animated stories about your life.
Oh, they are? Hold on.
Hello?
Nick, it's me, Brooklyn Guy. Yeah, stop animating. Stop it. Yeah, okay, I'll save it for later.
I think we just need to let you go for now.
But what about the 7 minute videos when you hit a dead end and you have no idea how to get 3 more minutes, huh? What are you gonna do?
We'll figure it out. Now leave. Take off your puppet stick and Pablo, shake him off your hand.
Okay.
Hey.
Boynie, why the long face?
I got fired, Karen.
What? From what job?
From all the jobs.
You can't be fired from all your jobs, Boynie.
Well, they did. They fired me from all of it, everything, the whole situation. I don't even know how this scene is happening right now.
Well, don't worry, Boynie. You'll get a new job.
No, I'm not. Not in this universe. I think I got cut, Karen. I think I'm like Mr. Pig and Corn Dog and Mr. Magoo and Tony the Tiger and all those Angry Birds fuckers.
But, Boynie, how are they gonna get to 10 minutes without you?
I'd like to see them try. I ran that shit.
Well, Boynie, aren't their views gonna go down without you?
No, they have Jeffy. They can steamroll with that for a few years at least. Michael Strahan on Good Morning America couldn't take him down. I think he's fine.
Well, what about that guy Nick who animates all your life stories?
Well, I guess he's done too. I mean, I can't really see him animating anybody else's life stories. He better not.
Boynie, I have an idea of what could cheer you up. Let's go to Outback!
Well, Karen, that's just gonna be another filler scene. That's exactly the kind of thing they hate me for.
Well, what do you call this right here, right now, Boynie?
Character development. Have they never seen a goddamn movie? Sometimes you have to talk to get the point across. They called me Pumpkin Guy, Karen.
What?
I don't know. Let's just go to Outback.
All right, guys. Here's your new scripts.
New scripts?
Who's gonna replace the doctor?
I don't know.
Hola, somebody called a doctor? Hople?
Who are you?
Me, I'm a Juan. I am the only Juan qualified to be a doctor today. Hople?
Well, Juan, I got my hand smashed by a rat trap.
Hell, ouchie, senor. I wouldn't want to be you right now.
Can you help me, Juan?
Well, Juan, do you want me to do about it?
Well, take an x-ray of my hand, make sure it's not broken.
Okay, give Juan just 1 minute. Hople?
Oh, Karen, even this bloomin' onion can't even cheer me up.
I'm just kidding, this shit's delicious. I could eat two entire ones of these right now. Oh, and the bloomin' sauce. I wish I shit that. Then I could dip the bloomin' onion in the toilet bowl just so I could have more of it. And look at me, with a baked potato and french fries. How do you like your potatoes? Yes. All of it. Oh, there I go. Yapping again. That's filler. See, that's why they hate me, Karen. Because I have interests. The macaroni and cheese is also delicious.
Boy, I feel like I've already lost 5 pounds from eating this salad.
Yeah, well, you haven't. Let's dig in, Karen.
Dad, look, it's Jeffy Cup.
What'd you just call me?
You're the cop from Jeffy.
I have a fucking name.
Boyne, be nice. Take a picture with the kid.
You want a picture?
No, thanks.
But what the fuck? Does he like me or not? Who just screams at somebody and then doesn't get a picture with him?
Eat your food, Boyne.
I'm all washed up, Karen. I'm just gonna eat my bloomin' onion sadly. Oh, Karen. Crikey, that really hit the spot, mate. Or however they say it in Australia.
All right, sir, here's your bill.
Oh, yeah, let me just grab my credit card. Oh, fuck.
What's wrong?
I can't pay.
What?
Yeah, I kind of got fired today from existing.
Why would you come to a restaurant if you got fired?
Well, it was my wife's idea. She mentioned Outback, and then I just thought about the blooming onion, and I didn't even think about how I was going to have to pay.
But, Bonnie, I didn't know you didn't have any money.
Well, yeah, Karen, they kind of took everything.
Wait, are you serious right now, or is this a joke?
Yeah, this is just a joke.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, we can pay, but we're not ready to pay yet. We're gonna need another bloomin' onion.
Okay, I'll go get that.
Run, Karen.
What?
Run, we're not paying.
But what?
Run! Okay, well, I gotta get the bloomin' onion sauce. I mean, I might as well take the whole plate. I've already committed a crime. Okay, Karen, we just dined and dashed. Put this in the fridge.
Boyne, why did we have to dine and dash?
Because, Karen, I don't have a job anymore. I'm not even technically a real person. This is our life now.
But, Boyne, what are we gonna do for money?
Well, I guess I could try being a video game streamer, and then when I make it really big, I can send inappropriate shit to little kids.
Boyne, why would you do that?
I don't know. Apparently, that's the thing now. That's what you do when you make it big.
All right, Chief. This is his house.
Goddammit, guy, open this door. We know you stole a bloomin' onion from Outback. That shit's delicious. You know you're supposed to pay for something that good. Open up this door before I break it down.
Oh, no, Karen, it's the cops.
Boyne, do you think they're going to arrest us for dining and dashing?
Nope. I don't think that's what it is at all. Especially not because he just yelled that I stole a bloomin' onion.
Well, what are we going to do, Boyne?
Oh, well, sure as hell not going to answer the door.
What if they break the door down, Boyne, to get in?
Oh, shit, you're right. I can't afford a new door, and it'd be really hard to steal a door from Home Depot. Okay, here's what we'll do. Right before he rams the door open, I'll open it so he flies into the house, and then you open up the back door so he goes straight out the back.
Boyne, that's never going to work.
It's worth a shot.
All right, Simmons, he ain't answering. Break the door down.
How would you like me to do that, sir?
Well, throw your body weight into it.
But this is handcrafted mahogany. I'm not going to be able to break that down.
Just break it down, Simmons.
All right, sir. Oh, my arm!
You're such a pussy, Simmons.
I am what I eat, sir.
I'm going to show you how a real man does it. They got me with the old Looney Tunes trick.
Yes! Oh, my God, Karen, it actually worked! What an idiot!
All right, guy, you come in with me.
Oh, shit, I forgot I'm supposed to close the front door. All right, Simmons, you got me fair and square. Take me to jail.
Oh, you're not going to jail, mate. You're going to where all the other forgotten characters are. You're going to the Forgotten Character Dungeon.
No, not the Forgotten Character Dungeon! Please, I'll start saying, no, I don't want to eat my green beans, Daddy!
All right, guy, get in there.
What is this? Well, I know what this is. It's the secret door. But please don't make me go in there. I don't want to be forgotten.
You're done, guy. Get in there. I'll never forget you, guy.
Wait, Simmons, don't go. What is this place? Oh, God. Characters we haven't used in a really long time and probably never will because we don't know where they are.
Hey, newbie.
Woody? What are you doing in here? We just used you in a video back in April.
I washed up, guy. People don't want to see me no more. They're tired of me going, Jerry Boy! And using my hands as binoculars and digging in the bushes.
Okay, you're kind of talking a little too long. Where's Jeffy?
See, that's exactly what they said in the comments.
Wait, who the hell is that?
Oh, that's tour guide Goofy. He's smoking his kush.
Well, he must have been a little bit before my time. Actually, I don't think I ever met any of these people.
Yeah, well, just sit back and relax and fade off and do a picture on the wall.
But I don't want people to forget about me.
Well, that's all right. It ain't so bad. You can always smoke some of Goofy's kush because he's fucked out of his goddamn mind.
I gotta get out of here.
Can you please just do my hand x-ray?
I'm so sorry, senor. I forgot.
Well, how'd you forget? I asked for an x-ray. You came back with a Moroccan and a sombrero.
Well, it's a Feliz Navidad. It's a Merry Christmas.
What?
What do you want to eat? You want a tidbit? What do you want to drink? You want a Coke?
is that for here or to go?
Are you even a doctor or do you work at a Mexican restaurant?
Well, I got a very sad story to tell you, senor. Very sad.
One time I was working at a Mexican restaurant and there was a family that came in and sat down and I brought them their food and said, hot plate. And I put the hot plate on the table and the kid no listened to me and he touched the hot plate and he burned his finger. And the parents looked at me very mad and I said, I told him hot plate. So that's why I always tell people hot plate because the plate is very hot.
Wasn't that the saddest story you ever heard?
My hand hurts.
Hey, 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 what the hell's going on here? Who are you?
Juan.
Well, Juan, did you just do an animation?
See?
Oh, that is it.
What up, rookie?
Nick, what the fuck?
Oh, guy, I'm sorry, but, like, you know your boy needed that cash.
Okay, well, screw off. Listen, you need me, okay? You can't fire me just over some comment from somebody who doesn't even know my name.
Well, the comment was really upset. Like, they don't want you to be a character anymore.
No, no, no. Let me analyze this comment and see what they're talking about. Okay, remove pumpkin guy. All right, well, that's clearly me. And I need all because we're really bad. Need all. Needle. He's trying to say needle. Okay, he's a put the pizza with the balloon pizza... Piece of baloney! Okay, I think I see what's going on here. See, in the last video, I hid a needle in a piece of baloney to try to trick Jeffy into getting his shots. But he didn't want the baloney, so I hid the needle in $100. And then I gave him the shot. So he's mad that I tricked Jeffy with a piece of baloney and a needle in $100. That's what he's trying to say.
Yeah, that does make sense. I mean, he clearly just doesn't know how to type.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't think we should be listening to this kid who couldn't even think of a fucking username and doesn't even know my name.
I mean... Yeah, you are a really good character. I don't think we should get rid of you over one little comment.
Thank you. Now, to celebrate, I'm going to have some of this enchilada. Ow, goddammit, I burned my fingers! Why didn't somebody warn me the plate was hot?
Hot plate.
Hey, guys, it's Logan. Thank you guys so much for helping us reach our goal of selling 2,000 Jeffy pianos. The Jeffy piano will only be available until July 31st. So if you still want one, go on SMMerch.com right now and pre-order yours now. Thank you so much for being amazing fans. We love you guys, and I can't wait to make more videos for you.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
Watch TikToks on our phone like we're doing.
Oh, dude, I love watching TikToks.
What TikTok are you watching, Cody?
Funny dance videos.
Let me see.
Yeah, show me the dance video, dude.
It's the least gay.
Show us, Cody.
What the hell is that?
It's a guy working out.
It does not look like he's working out. It looks like he's jumping around.
Bro, why he got a bikini on?
Well, he's... What are you watching, Joseph?
Oh, I'm watching videos about relationship advice.
Relationship advice? What do you need that for?
You'll see. I only want one thing.
LeBron! With the rolly on.
Oh, you're watching LeBron James compilations.
Yeah. Duh, that's my goal.
Well, you guys watch dumb TikToks.
Okay, what do you watch, Junior?
I watch food review videos.
Really? Dude,